The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
As January winds to an end, the Clay County basketball teams are at full force and hitting their postseason stride. Both squads come into tonight's action red hot after signature wins against Pickett County this past Tuesday. However, looking to derail the black, purple, and gold momentum are the Gordonsville Tigers, who've made the commute into Bulldog Country for a Friday night District 7A doubleheader. Matt Walker and his 14-3 Lady Dogs seek to remain on top of the conference standings as they face Jake Dillard and the 6-15 Lady Tigers, who seek their first district win. In boys' action, Rob Edwards and his 12-4 Dogs look to be in state title form in their last outing, and they'll need another strong performance as they square off with Greg Bibb and the 14-8 Gordonsville Tigers. Join us as we get set for another District 7A showcase.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our ninth broadcast of the basketball season. for the fifth time this year. We're high top Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be calling the play-by-play action during the games this evening. Throughout the afternoon, I'll be joined by former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. Joining me now is the keeper of stats and the benchmark of Bulldog pride, Thomas Weaver.
Appreciate the kind introduction, as always, Daniel. Back here at home, right where we want to be to continue our District 7A showcase coverage. And we got a tough act to follow after that last broadcast. What a night for the Clay County teams up in Burgetown.
I think it's been dubbed the beatdown in Burgetown, and it was a good night for Clay County basketball.
It sure was. And tonight they look to carry that momentum into these games in Gordonsville. And you know, these are two teams not to be overlooked, Daniel. These Gordonsville Lady Tigers, they played some pretty good teams, pretty close games, and we know it's always a good one when Greg Bibb and the Tigers come to town.
Yeah, they're not to be overlooked. The girls' team, they're used to seeing stiff competition. As you said, they've had some close losses to some good basketball teams. And, yeah, in boys' action, Coach Bibb, of course, 2 weeks ago tonight when we called that game from Gordonsville, he was not on the sidelines, so he's a difference maker. He'll be here tonight.
And there's another team we never overlook, and we like to talk about them in each broadcast, and that's our sponsors. They've been with us since the very beginning. We can't thank them enough for allowing us to bring this coverage to Bulldog Nation each night. And, of course, we like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of those big wins in Pickett County and tonight's games versus Gordonsville. Up next, as we do in each broadcast, we'll talk about Clay County's big wins at Pickett County in our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment, but the paper's not out yet, so we'll just preview what you can expect to see in print. You know, the Lady Dogs fought their way into a tie at the top of District 7A with a 50-43 win over the Lady Bobcats in Burgetown Tuesday night. After leading by as many as 10 early, the Clay County girls saw Pickett County cut their lead to 6 at halftime, and they only led 32-27 heading into the fourth quarter. There, the Lady Bobcats took a 35-33 lead with 6 minutes to play, but Hallie Buford, who scored 16, Riley Burchard, who had 13, and Abby Head, who finished with 9, teamed together to outscore Pickett County 17-8 the rest of the way to seal the Clay County 7-point victory. Zoe Hayes also added a big 7 points, Eliza Jenkins 4, and Bella Ashlock only had 1 point, but she made her return in that game from injury and was a huge factor in that one, along with the entire Lady Dog team. What a win for the Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, it was great. Great to see Bella back and great to see them kind of get over the hump. It's been a long time since they'd won in Burgetown.
Like their female counterparts, the Dogs also made the most of their trip to Burgetown by blowing out the Bobcats 64-23 and making a statement with shutdown defense, which held Pickett County to just 5 first-half points, while Grant Strong's 32-point, 13-rebound double-double paced Clay County to victory. The Dogs led 22-5 at intermission, before invoking the TSSAA mercy rule running clock in the final frame after leading 48-17 at the end of three and going on to claim the dominating 41-point blowout win. Besides Strong, Jimmy Burchett had a great all-around game and scored 9 points. Keaton Arms had 7, Jeff Spivey 6, Bryce Bailey 3, Lance Burchett 3, Eli Smith 2, and Wyatt Browning also had 2. I really enjoyed that one, Daniel.
I did too. And it don't get too overzealous. That's a good Peking County team. They come here again, I guess a week from tonight, and expect the battle next time.
Yeah, there's going to be some good ones to come for sure. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games in your Dell Hall of Horizon next week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Gordonsville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Bobby's Place. Thomas, we'll let you start. What's Salina's most famous setup I got for us tonight?
Well, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight's all about this Lady Dog team keeping up the intensity and keeping it rolling. Because after beating Clark Range and Pickett County in back-to-back games, it'd be easy to overlook Gordonsville a little bit. You know, they haven't won in this league yet this year, but they don't go away easy. Pickett County just beat them by 10 or 12 one time, Redbone Springs by 10 another, and Clark Range by single digits last week. So there's no doubt Clay County should win, but they'll have to play, won't they, Coach Sims?
Yeah, that, like you say, that, you know, how I was coaching, that was kind of you always want to guard against is kind of win a big game, then come out and be flat the next game. Of course, we've won 2 big games, but you know, hopefully we can come out here and just continue to improve and play like we've been playing. I'm really optimistic, you know, about our chances. I think we're playing our best ball of the year right now, even though we still probably need to clean a few turnovers up. But just really impressed why they played at Pickett the other night. I was, you know, just so pleased that we was able to get a win up there. And, like I said, getting Bella back, you know, I think the more she plays, the better she's going to get. And, Matt, I was talking to him before the game. He said some kind of a strength test. She had really improved since the last time they gave it to her. So maybe she's on the mend, hopefully. So, you know, we just need to, you know, like I said, play like we've been playing. We'll be all right.
Well, when you run into Coach a second time around in these district contests, is it harder the second time? Is it any different than it was the first time?
I don't know if it's any harder. I always kind of liked it because I had film to look at. You know, you could break down exactly what they did against you. I mean, the first time, you know, you were getting film from somebody else probably if you could even get any. But not a whole lot of difference, I don't guess. But I always felt I would be a little more prepared the second round than the first round just because I had film, you know, of us playing them.
Definitely a situation where, you know, we talk a lot about halftime adjustments. It's kind of that, but magnified. It's that second game. You've had a whole game to go back and look
right
at and see. And I never had thought of it from that standpoint. So it's almost this second meeting. A lot of it does come down to coaching. And I guess the coach has a bigger opportunity to impact the second meeting than he did that first one. So could be that we might see a new few wrinkles out of Coach Walker based on maybe some of the Lady Tigers did last time.
Yeah, that's kind of what we always did. The teams that I was playing against, you know, if they didn't do too good against something that we were, you know, running, you know, they'd be prepared for us next time, and vice versa. I, you know, always try to have my teams prepared for something that they might have thrown at us. Lamar Clark Range was the world's best or worst and stuff like that. You know, me and him was always, you know, matching wits and doing, changing this between games and games, even in games. We'd have some battles of, you know, changing things up. But, you know, that makes it fun, I guess.
Hopefully we'll see some good adjustments out of Coach Walker tonight. Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Voice of the Bulldogs, Michael Miller, here in Joe Sims' gym, welcoming the crowds. They're dropping the flag, about to play the national anthem here before this matchup of District 7A doubleheader action. We're about to call. Going to go to break here for the playing of the anthem and be back with the State Farm girls starting lineups.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, getting ready for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs and the Gordonsville Lady Tigers, about to get it on here. Second to last district matchup of the regular season for Clay County. We'll go ahead and do the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Gordonsville Lady Tigers, they are the traveling team tonight. They wear their blue travel jerseys, gray numerals on them trimmed in white. Their head coach is Jake Dillard. 6-15 record overall on the season, 0-7 in District 7A play. Starting for Gordonsville, number 22, Liddy Miner. Number 33, Katie Grandstaff. Number 15, Olivia Brown. Number 21, Brooklyn Stewart. And number 10, Katie Baden. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the home team tonight, dressed in their white home jerseys, black riding and numerals on those jerseys, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Matt Walker, in his sixth season now, leading the program, 119 wins to 59 losses in his career. A strong 14-3 record this season, 5-1 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 21, Hallie Buford. A junior, number 23, Riley Burchett. A junior, number 10, Abby Head. A senior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And a senior, number 30, Zoe Hayes. The State Farm girls starting lineups have been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, health, home, and more. Time for action here at Clay County High School. These teams met back on January 14th. Clay County won 72-47 in Gordonsville. Lady Dogs have won 13 straight in this series. Coach Walker has met Gordonsville 11 prior times. 11 wins and 0 losses so far against the Lady Tigers for Coach Walker. And it's time for the 12th meeting between him and the Lady Tigers to get going. Fay County controls the tip. Zoe Hayes with it. She's in pressure, though, in the backcourt in a trap. Gets out of it. Using help from Bradley Burgett. Burgett passes ahead to Jenkins. And Coach Sims, last thing you want to see, a turnover.
Yeah, that wasn't a good way to start. So you jumped out here doing a little trapping right there off the bat, so we need to, you know, be ready for that.
I don't think Zoe was expecting it.
No, I mean, we got out of it, but I don't know if that was Eliza's fault or the pass. I thought Eliza should have caught it, but I don't really know.
Gordonsville in control. Brown out top. Well defended by Head. Kicks over to Manor. Manor at right baseline. Swings it around top of the grandstand. Now left wing in the hands of Brown. She resets the offense. Coach Walker up early. Coach Dillard up. Both of them sending instructions into the contest. Less than 1 minute's expired. 0-0, 7:15 and ticking. Grand Staff loses the handle. It goes out of bounds. So both teams open up their offensive night with a turnover. Clay County taking back over.
Full court pressure by both teams to start, Daniel.
Clay County works it into Abby Head. She beats a trap. Splits it down the middle, passes ahead to Bradley Burchett. Bradley into the paint, kicks over to Zoe Hayes. Jumper from left elbow, no good. Rebound to Olivia Brown for Gordonsville. She passes ahead to Lily Manor. Manor, three-pointer, top of the key. Nothing doing. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza now with it. She's played very good down this big district stretch of late. She's been a key part of these wins over Clark Range from Pickett County. Passes ahead to a teammate, though. Teammate can't hang on. And two offensive possessions for Clay County. Two turnovers. Gordonsville now coming back the other way. Olivia Brown with it. She throws it out of bounds. They say it was kicked by Lady Dog. And Gordonsville to inbound from their own baseline.
Both teams just kind of looking for a rhythm, trying to get their feet under them right here, Daniel. We've seen turnovers rule the day so far.
Burgett steals the inbound pass. Kicks it over to Abby Head. Head working in the backcourt. Uses Zoe Hayes to get it across the timeline. Now Buford in the corner. Good defensive hustle by Lizzie Manor. Knocks it out of bounds. Clay County going to have to inbound from their own baseline now. 6.5 minute mark, first quarter. No score here at Joe Sims Gym. Hayes works into Buford. Buford into the paint, to the hoop. Shot's good, and she's fouled. Coach Sims, she picks up where she left off Tuesday night.
Right. Yeah, that's a good move, good penetration. Made the shot, got fouled.
Olivia Brown with the personal. Gordonsville's first team foul. I've got access my season totals provided by Andrew Meadows as Hallie Buford misses the free throw. Clay County up 2-0. Gordonsville with the ball. A steal by Buford. Buford comes the other way. Transition pass ahead to Abby Head. She penetrates into the block. Shots up, but it's swatted out of bounds by Brooklyn Stewart. Clay County then man. Hayes to take care of inbound. He works into Burchett. Now back to Hayes. Three-pointer in the corner. In and out, no good. Rebound Manor. Manor's played a lot of basketball. I think she's a senior. We've called her name for years here.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think they've got three or four seniors that played a lot.
Yeah. A missed shot by the Lady Tigers. They do get a long rebound back. It's taken away, though, by Zoe Hayes, and now a jump ball call.
Great instinct by Hayes right there, going to the floor, getting two hands in, and tying that one up.
Position arrow in favor of Gordonsville. Mannered inbound from beneath the Clay County bench, works in the grandstand. Swings it into Baden now, left wing. Back inside, Stewart, right block, has it knocked away by Burchett. Picked up by Hayes. Hayes passes ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins into the front court, down the left side of the lane. Shot good. And she draws the contact foul. Katie Baden's going to be called for the foul. Jenkins going to the line as Clay County leads 4-0. Jenkins on the season. Shooting about 44% from the free throw line. She's hit 8 of 18, so this has not been Eliza's most favorite spot, Coach Sims, as she misses that one as well.
No, I would have thought she would be shooting a lot better than that, but that one there was kind of ugly. I don't think it even hit the rim.
5:25 and ticking. First quarter, Clay County up 4-9. Gordons will back with the ball after they rebounded the Miss Jenkins free throw. Grandstaff out top, tries to work inside to Stewart. Pass taken away by Jenkins. Here comes Eliza. She's at left wing. Goes all the way into the corner, now baseline, and she's going to be fouled by Olivia Brown. Brown picks up her second personal. Third team foul for Gordonsville. 5:10 mark first quarter, 4-0. Thomas in favor, Clay County.
Yeah, see Clay County kind of settling down a little bit, getting some transition buckets as they go inside to Burchett.
As usual, Burchett delivers the mail. Scores from left block. Timeout taken by Coach Dillard. He saw something he didn't like.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
And now there's a conference between the officials. They're waving off the basket. Clay County may have inbounded before they were supposed to.
Well, they had the ball. I mean, they had the ball, so they.
Now the official, who I don't think we've seen this year,
he waves something like that off because they give us the ball to throw it in.
Having a conference with Coach Walker, and Coach Walker not very pleased, I can tell from his body language.
Yeah, I mean, if the player standing out of bounds has the ball from the official, it's a live ball, Daniel.
We're going to try it again.
Same play. Scored it.
A lot of talking for the same result.
They didn't learn anything on that first one.
Clay County up 6-9. Just under 5 minutes to go in this first quarter. A slow start for either squad, but Clay County dominantly with an early 6-0 lead here. Now timeout taken by the Gordonsville Lady Tigers head coach Jake Dillard, 32nd ranking, 4:52 mark first quarter. Clay County 6, Gordonsville 9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 6-0, 4:52 left here in the first quarter. Three players for the Lady Dogs with a bucket so far. Riley Burchett, Eliza Jenkins, and Hallie Buford all have two, Daniel.
Thomas, I missed your comment, but I'm sure it was a good one. 4:45 and ticket here first quarter. Clay County back in possession. Jenkins with it on the baseline, kicks over to Buford, shot up from right block, no good. Got her on rebound, now she's knocked to the floor. Ball's taken away by Manor. Pretty aggressive play there by the Lady Tigers. Manor with it, top of the key. Gordon's looking for their first bucket of the contest. Stewart with it out top. Now in the hands of Underwood, who's checked in off the bench. Now Baden, now Manor again. Three-pointer, it's deflected by Jenkins. Picked up by Burchett. Burchett across the timeline to Abby Head. Head in the paint. Kicks to Buford. Shot up from right block. No good. Brooklyn Stewart, though, called for the foul. Stewart's first personal in the contest. Fourth team foul against Gordonsville.
Gordonsville, they're not off to a very good start. They've turned it over just about every trip down.
Yeah.
Like they may have shot it one time.
Of course, as we mentioned in the Carquest pregame show, this is the Lady Tiger team as Buford misses the first free throw. You know, they played Pickett within 10, I think.
They have, yeah.
Red Bullen within a close contest.
I think they were leading Clark Range 7-8 at halftime, ended up losing by like 8 a couple weeks ago. But that's
pretty recent game.
Clark Range, they're not playing that great right now, doesn't seem like. But
Buford hits the second. And comes to the bench. Cherokee Upton checks in for her. Also, Bella Ashlock is coming to the contest along with Izzy Hale. I missed their entry. It's on the floor for Clay County. Ashlock, Zoe Hayes, Upton, Burchett, and Izzy Hale. Gordonsville with it. Manor across the timeline. Halfway through this first quarter, 7-0. Clay County in front. Looks like a football score. Lady Tigers trying to get their first bucket of the night. Stewart, jump shot, left elbow, no good. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Ashlock. She had 11 rebounds the other night, guys, in her return at Pickett County.
Oh, really?
Sure did.
That's a good number.
It is. Manner, three-pointer, left wing. It was taken back away from Ashlock. Calgornoff got it back. Easy held rebound. Works ahead to Zoe Hayes. Now Birch it in the paint. Shot up from left block. No good. Good defense by Manner to throw the shot off, and she steals it away from Birch. Here she comes the other way. Going to try to go coast to coast, and Ashlock fouls her. Bella picks up the first team foul for Clay County on the night. And the movie Manner goes to the line to shoot two.
Good hustle by Ashlock getting back on that one to contest the shot, Daniel. Just kind of picked up a touch foul on the arm.
You can kind of tell that Ashlock's still moving a little differently than before this injury. The hustle's there, as you just mentioned, but just her gait's a little different than it was, and just trying to get her wheels back under her. She comes back into action here. Like we said, it looked great Tuesday night in Birdstown.
Yes, she did, especially under the circumstances, Daniel.
Upton with it in the front court. Kicks Dizzy Hale. She drives into the paint. Works out to Hayes. Three-pointer top of the key. No good. Off the left side of the iron. Ricochets out of bounds. They say a Lady Tiger actually touched it last. Clay County going to inbound from their sideline. 3:08 mark first quarter. 7-2 the score. So Clay County with a five-point advantage as they inbound to Birch and in the paint. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound to Upton. Cherokee going to take it out from point-blank range. Kind of surprised she didn't go back up with it there.
Yeah, me too.
Works back to Burgess. She spins. She shoots. She scores. 9-2. Lady Dogs up. Lady Dogs ranked third in the state. AP poll, but Thomas, that was before they beat second-ranked Pickett County. So next Monday, likely going to see them go up to number two in the state. Perhaps number one if Gleason or whoever it is gets knocked off during this week's action.
Yeah, I think it's McKenzie who's
McKenzie,
on top.
I think. McKenzie, yeah.
Okay. Gleason's what, maybe fifth or sixth? Is
yeah.
That?
If they beat us, yeah, down at Richland, that Christmas still.
Ashlock hit hard underneath as Upton tries to feed it into her, picking up another foul.
Kelly Underwood picks up the personal. 15 foul for Gordonsville. Zoe Hayes to inbound from the Clay County baseline. Works into Ashlock. Ashlock in the paint. Power dribble on the offensive foul. She did throw with elbow. It was a subtle move, but she did.
Yeah, she kind of was a little force there. Hit the shot, though.
Yeah. Second personal against Ashlock. 2:19 mark first quarter. Clay County 9. Gordonsville 2. Just not a lot of energy in this one so far.
No, crowd really hadn't gotten into it. Clay County's kind of been in control from the start. I know it's just a 7-point lead, Daniel, early here in the first quarter, ticking down with 2 minutes to go.
Lady Tigers with it, trying to add to the 2 points they currently have on the board. Manner with it out top. She's defended by Zoe Hayes. Resets the offense for Gordonsville. Works into Nevaeh West. West defended by Burchett. Burchett pushes her back out beyond the arc. Gives back to Manner. Manner now drives. Goes baseline. Shot up from right block. No good, but they say Clay County fouled. Manner going to go to the line to shoot two, and Izzy Hale picks up her first personal.
You know, Lady Dogs playing really good half-court defense so far. You know, only yielded the 2 free throws to Manner earlier, make it 3 on fouls at the rim. So kind of like what we saw up in Birdstown, good half-court defense by these Lady Dogs.
Few substitutes for Coach Walker. Madison Hayes enters the contest for the first time. Hallie Buford returns, joining Hayes and Buford on the floor. Or Burgett, Abby Head, and Cherokee up to Manner, hits the second free throw. Makes it a 5-point game, 9-4. Clay County with the basketball. Abby Head, right wing, works inside to Burgett. Bradley now to... Bradley actually never really got the ball. It goes out of bounds. Gordonsville taking back over with a chance to cut this down to one possession game. A minute and a half left in the first quarter. Manner with it. Works against Abby Head. Throws it to Cherokee Upton. Not sure if she thought Upton was a teammate or not, but either way, Clay County comes away with it off of the mistake by Manner. Underwood tries to take it away from Hallie Buford. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County going to try it again. Coach Sims, just as Thomas said, we've had some good half-court defense down here, but some sloppy ball handling.
Yeah,
stuff still.
Yeah, it's – the teams – I mean, we're playing better than them, but We're not playing great either.
Abby head to the hoop. Layup's no good.
Just a bunch of shots around the basket.
Jump ball called as Burgett and Stewart had simultaneous possession. Arrow in favor of the Lady Dogs. Abby head to inbound. 1 minute left in this first quarter. 9-4 the score. Clay County with the 5-point advantage. They work into Buford. She penetrates into the lane, dishes off to Madison Hayes, and Hayes, the big sophomore, gets her first bucket. Hayes playing a lot of ball this year. About 11 minutes a game on average. Scoring 6 points a game on average.
She's done really well.
Gordonsville now quickly adding points. Thomas, who made the shot?
Lily Manor, she's got all six for the Lady Tigers.
35 seconds to tick in first quarter action, 11-6 the score. Clay County with the ball and the 5-point lead. A reach-in foul called against Gordonsville, and that's the sixth team foul.
Yeah, we'll be shooting one-on-ones the whole second quarter, maybe.
Sure will. Once that slows action down, the officials may quit calling as many. Burchett on the inbound, behind the arc, swings over to Abby Head, another reach-in foul. So this is the first time during our nine games we broadcast, Coach Sims, that I recall a team being in the bonus in the first quarter.
Yeah, me too.
So Abby Head goes to the line.
We haven't made many of them yet. We've hit about one out of four, I believe, hadn't we?
Yeah, I think you're right. Had to hit one. Head at the line. Yeah. She knocks one down. Abby on the season, a 79% free throw shooter. She had hit 42 of 53.
That's really good, 79%.
We've had spends a lot of time in the gym just outside of normal practice time.
Yeah.
Works hard. Hit both of those, putting Clay County up by 7, 13-6. 20 seconds left in this first quarter. A travel call against Nevaeh West of Gordonsville. And Clay County going to take back over, Thomas, with 20 seconds and a chance to extend their lead.
Yeah, then get it up the court here under this pressure, Daniel. Expect them to take their time if Gordonsville will let them and take the last shot.
Head with it. Crosses the timeline. Full head of steam. Works to Upton. Three-pointer right corner. No good. Rebounded by Crawford for Gordonsville. She put on the brakes. Looked like she slid a little. No whistles blow, though. 5 seconds left. Underwood with it. Foul called against Upton. And somehow Upton was the one that went to the floor. You don't always see that.
No.
Cherokee with her first personal. Fourth team foul. For Clay County. 4 seconds on the clock. They work it into Manor. Long three. Buzzer's good.
Man.
And we've got a tap when it's into one. It's Clay County 13. Gordonsville 9 after the big desperation 3 by Lily Manor. We'll be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here in Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 13-9. Big story for the Lady Tigers. Lily Manor, all 9 points, Daniel, for Gordonsville, including that buzzer beater from the volleyball line right before the quarter end.
You know, it could be we see Coach Walker go to some kind of exotic defense just to try to shut her down, maybe give her a double team or something.
We can see Abby Head pacing her right now.
Manor kicks off to Baden, who had to sit some during the first quarter of play. Now Stewart behind the arc going to be taken away by Abby Head. Head going to have an open layup opportunity and hits it.
Good.
Left block. Nice finish by the junior. Clay County up now by 6 points, 15-9. Olivia Brown with it out top for the Lady Tigers, defended by Jenkins. Works now to Stewart. That pass taken away by Bradley Burchett. Bradley going to work one-on-one against Baden. All the way into the paint. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Buford. Buford knocked to the floor by Stewart, and they're going to call Brooklyn Stewart for the personal. And I guess we'll see the front end of a 1-1.
It's been a 1-1, yeah.
And Buford has been great. She was perfect in the fourth quarter from the free throw line against Burkestown on the season. Buford, a 75% free throw shooter, has hit 48 of 64 coming into tonight. Good on the first there. Earns the right to shoot the second, putting Clay County up 16-9. Lady Dogs off to such a great start this season. Coach, a strong 14-3 record. Help me think of those losses. We lost to Car Grange on the first meet. We lost the overtime game to York Institute, and then Gleason in the conference tournament.
Yeah.
You know, three losses to teams that would beat a lot of teams, because Car Grange, I think, was playing better ball at that point than they are now.
Oh, they were.
Buford hits both of those, I guess, did you not, Thomas? Putting Clay County up by 8 points, 17-9, 7 minute mark, second quarter. Manor with it, kicks outside to Brown. She has the right wing, circles out top. Uses a screen, works all the way to Rat Rock, running jumpers up, no good. Rebound Jenkins, Eliza with it. The senior now puts her head down, gets across the timeline, penetrates the lane, kicks out to Abby Head, her three-pointer from left wing, no good. Rebound Kamara Young, a reserve off the bench for Coach Dibbert. Young gives off to Manor, who's got it out top. Manor working against Hayes, and Thomas, we've seen Zoe Hayes be used as that shutdown defender quite a bit this year, and does a good job of it.
Yeah, she does a really good job, and also Head with her defense, Daniel. We've got some really quick defenders on the outside. The senior Hayes leading that charge there.
A three-pointer miss by Gordon for rebound Clay County. Outlet pass to Abby Head. She goes for a layup from left block and is fouled. So Abby going to go to the line to shoot two as Izzy Hale comes to the scorer's table to check in. Head hit a big three-pointer the other night at Burkestown down that fourth quarter stretch. 33% shooter. From behind the arc, Coach Sims has hit 14 of 42, so some of her outside shooting could be big as we get into postseason.
Yeah, that's one thing you'd like to see us be a little more consistent with, but.
Thank you. She might have spooked you a little when she let that go the other night. I kind of felt you tense up.
I was kind of went too crazy about the shot, but it went in, so that's all that matters.
Joey Hayes with a steal and a bucket. And a timeout going to be taken by Gordonsville after Clay County's put together a nice run mid-second quarter here. 5:58 mark of the second. Gordonsville 9, Clay County 21.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County has built a strong second quarter lead. They're up by 12 now, 21-9. I'm assuming a pretty good run they've got going, Thomas.
Yeah, open up the second, stands on an 8-0 run, Daniel.
Jenkins with it, kicks outside to Hayes. She fires a three-pointer top of the key. Yeah.
Good shot.
Hayes knocks it down. Let's look at her season totals on three-point shooting for the year. Hayes has hit 23 of 73, so a 32% three-point shooter.
Well, that's not bad. I always figured if they'd hit one out of three, that's decent.
Upton also shooting 33%. Bella Ashlock, she shoots a three-ball some, has not played a lot this year, so could see a couple triples from her as she returns to action. Gordonsville in empty possession. Clay County comes away with another opportunity to extend this early lead. They're up by 15 points right now. Bradley Burke
at
5, spins and scores. 26-9, and this one's starting to get away from the Lady Tigers. Vaden with it. Works over to Brown. Now Grandstaff. Now back to Manor. Manor drives, kicks across to Young, jump shot in the paint, no good, rebound Burchett. Hammett pass to Jenkins, lines across the timeline, sets up at left wing, works inside to Briley, power dribble, reverse layup.
Oh, good shot.
Pretty nice move.
It was.
4.5 minute mark of this second quarter, and Briley Burchett really come to life. She's getting close to double digits now.
Yeah, Daniel, she's got 8 so far, and like you said,
we're on like 11-0 run, at least that much, because it's 17-9 there a couple minutes ago.
Cherokee Upton checking back in. Eliza Jenkins going to get a breather. So on the floor, joining Cherokee Upton or Hallie Buford, Zoe Hayes, Abby Head, and Bradley Burchett. Speaking of Gordonsville and Clay County, both of those programs had their football coaches to resign this offseason. Coach Scott Clements down at Gordonsville stepped away after a long time down there, and he's going to continue on staff helping, is my understanding. But he stepped down, and Coach Johnson, of course, back before Christmas break, did the same here at Clay County High School. And both programs, we won't get off talking a lot about it right now, but both programs have filled those positions. Clay County has filled their open post with Bruce Lamb, former Livingston Academy head coach, and I think a 13-year stint as head coach over there from 07 through 2020, and a longtime assistant before that, so almost 30 years of football coaching experience. He's going to be coming to Clay County High School, Thomas. It's pretty big news. We're in the middle of basketball season, so a lot of folks hadn't heard about that probably, but hate to see Coach Johnson go, but very pleased that we were able to get somebody as experienced as Coach Lamb to come in.
Yeah, when you can get a veteran like Coach Lamb is to come in and lead already a good football program, high expectations still coming for Clay County.
Hallie Buford adding 2 more points there from left elbow. And Gordonsville hiring a former alumni of their own who has spent a long time as the defensive coordinator in Oakland down at Murfreesboro at Oakland High School. Under head coach Kevin Creasy, give you his name real quick, then we'll get back to this basketball action. Steven Jackson, story shared by our good friend Kevin Donaldson earlier with us. Steven Jackson, now the new head coach at Gordonsville High School, so both of the big football teams in Region 4A, coach, get new leadership.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising. You know, our coach stepped down after having 2 really good years back-to-back, especially this year going...
Yeah, 10
and 9 and 1, 10 in regular season, 10 and 2 overall, but I think you want to get back a little closer to home.
Got a young family, wants to spend some more time. Manor at the line, hit a free throw there, made it 30-10, Thomas, a 20-point lead.
Yeah,
for Clay County.
First points for the Lady Tigers in this second quarter, Daniel, to end that Clay County 17-0 run.
Clay County with the ball. Maddie Hayes loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. Touched last, though, by Lady Tiger. So Clay County to inbound, 3:27 mark up this second quarter. Clay County's built a pretty early, commanding 20-point lead, 30-10 is currently the score. Buford to inbound. Works into Maddie Hayes. It never made it to Madison, though. Taken away by Olivia Brown before it got to her. Brown with it. She loses the handle. Taken away by Cherokee Upton. Upton to Zoe Hayes. Hayes ahead to Burchett. Burchett into the paint. And the defensive foul. Oh, offensive foul.
I didn't see that. Girl's moving.
So a charge called against Burchett, even though Manor seemed to be mid-movement, as Coach Sims said. So Bradley picks up the personal. Her first of the contest. No, second they show here on the scoreboard. Lady Dogs right now, I guess, tied for the lead in District 7A. We'll be looking at the District 7A budget pest control update at halftime. But wind and out would keep them there. So another big game coming a week from tonight. The last district matchup of the regular season against Pickett County right here in Joe Sims Gym. So pretty much that'll be for the regular season district title, I suppose, Tom.
Yeah, I'm not real sure who Pickett County has left.
I think they play Clark Range tonight.
Okay.
I think it's what Matt told me.
I've got them idle. I've got them
moving
at Clark Range playing.
Okay. Well,
that's off Coach T, though, so it could be wrong.
Well, that's...
Timeout taken here. At Joe Sims Gym, 256, Mark's second quarter, Clay County 30, Gordonsville 10.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here live, Clay County, a turnover, did a nice job beating the Gordonsville pressure on the inbound, but a long half-court pass just a little out of the reach of Hallie Buford, that goes out of bounds. So the Lady Tigers take back over a strong 20-point lead for Clay County, though, at this point. 2:45 and ticking, second quarter. Lady Dogs 30, Lady Tigers 10. Manor with it out top. She has all of the scoring for the Lady Tigers. Manor to the hoop. Shot blocked, though, by Cherokee Upton. Ball goes out of bounds. Gordons, we're going to try it again. Usually Katie Baden gets in on some of the scoring, Thomas. And
Baden had 11 last time out, along with the same from Lily Manor. So usually a little more equal scoring for the Lady Tigers tonight. It's been all Manor. She's the first player in double figures. She's got all 10 of Gordons' points.
Underwood fires a three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Lady Dogs, but she was fouled, so they walked to the other end of the floor to shoot the one and one. No, going to shoot two. Double bonus now. That was the 10th team foul against Gordonsville. It was Zoe Hayes who had the rebound, so Zoe at the line shooting. Hayes, a 59% free throw shooter. She's hit 13 of 22 on the season. Misses the first one there. Izzy Hale checks in. Madison Hayes checks out. On the floor for Clay County with Izzy Hale. Or Zoe Hayes, Eliza Jenkins, Cherokee Upton, and Abby Head. Zoe misses both of those free throws. Rebound Underwood. She works ahead to Baden. Baden shot blocked by Abby Head. She picks up the loose ball, gets it to Jenkins. Jenkins across the timeline to Upton. Cherokee with it, left wing. Now back out top to Hayes. They swing around to Jenkins. Eliza drives baseline, kicks back to Zoe. Her jump shot from free throw range, no good. Jump ball call. As Baden and Izzy Hale had simultaneous possession. Coach, we saw Jenkins drive baseline there. He basically get to the hoop. I'd love to see her just offensively finish that.
Yeah, I really thought that's what she's going to do. I think she had room, but...
Now, she does a great job of what she did. She's had a lot of assists doing that over the years. But definitely in position where she could have went for the shot herself. Gordonsville back with it. Little give and go between Brown and Baden. Shot long, busy Hale, though. Lady Tigers going to inbound from their own baseline. 2:01 mark, second quarter. Nobody scored in a while. Still 30-10. Clay County, the 20-point advantage.
Yeah, Lady Dogs scored the first 17 of this second quarter, Daniel, before a free throw from Manor stopped it. around the 3-minute mark. So since then, nothing's made the backs.
Gordon's blown their inbound, threw it out of bounds. So Clay County taking back over. They inbound. Abby Head with it. She's at the top of the key. Works down low to Burchett. Burchett kicks it back out. Pass stolen. Brown with it coming the other way. Olivia Brown into the front court. 10-foot jumper from right wing. No good. Rebound Abby Head. She gives off to Jenkins. Eliza works across the timeline. Gives to Hayes. Minute 35 and ticking. Second quarter. Zoe with it out top. High post, Izzy Hale. She goes low to Head. Abby missed the shot.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Point blank range.
Yes, yeah, nice little cut there. It's wide open.
Yeah, you don't see that much out of Abby Head. I think she thought she had a player collapsing on her. But nobody
know.
Was there. Abby missed the shot. It goes out of bounds, and Gordons will take us back over. Minute 20 mark, second quarter. Lady Tigers, as we mentioned earlier, 6-15 on the year, 0-7 in District 7A play. And District 7 has been a tough road to hoe for them this year. It's a three-pointer knocked down by Katie Grandstaff. But that's pretty demoralizing, Coach. You're sitting in a five-team district, and at one point, all four of your opponents ranked in the top 10 in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Pretty tough stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Of course, you know, obviously, we've been in that same situation for years. Fortunately, though, we're typically one of the top teams.
Yeah. Yeah, this district we're in, of course, it's... times it's been tougher than it is now, you know, back when Hufferman was still with us. And,
of course, Jackson County over the years.
Well,
now.
When Hufferman was there, Jackson County what? You know, when Jackson came, Hufferman left. So I guess that was, didn't have to have both of them at the same time, you know.
Burge hit the line here.
But there was.
35 more than missed it.
That was a year, I think it was 98. I thought we had five teams in the top 10 in the state. Of course, we wasn't all ranked, but
wow.
Us, Clark Range, Pickett, Red Boiling, and I guess Upperman. I thought we're all in probably the top 10.
Burchett missed both of those free throws, so. Coach Sims for a team that went into the bonus in the first quarter, we have not capitalized from the free throw line.
No, we hadn't got to shoot too many this second quarter.
Gordons with an empty possession there. They came down and had a turnover. Clay County inbounds with 35 seconds left in the first half of play. Zoe Hayes across the timeline, picks up the dribble, gives to Jenkins. Eliza drives the left side of the lane, works it outside to Abby Head. Abby drives. She scores.
Good shot.
Crossed through the lane and scored from right block. 32-13. 15 seconds now left in the quarter. Gordonsville with it, trying to get a bucket before the half. Manor out top, works to the right, 10 seconds, drives into the lane, works against Burgett, and they say she was fouled. Bradley picks up what I think is her third personal, and Lily Manor goes to the line to shoot two. 32-13 the score, 6 seconds left in this first half. Lady Dogs will be in action next, this coming Tuesday night right here in Salina. Outside of District 7A play, they'll be having a rematch with York Institute, the Lady Dragons. And, Coach, I don't know if you went to Jamestown.
I did.
An overtime game up there.
Yeah, somebody had it on Facebook. I watched a little of it at the end, but it's hard to tell much about it. But, yeah, we really were in position to win the ball game.
Yeah, and that's a strong AA girls program. Manor hits both of those free throws, making it 32-15. Quickly, Abby Head on the inbound came the other way and was fouled. So with 1.3 seconds left on the clock, Abby Head at the line to shoot two.
Now she made the shot.
She did make the shot, okay. So she's going for the three-point play the old-fashioned way, just shooting one here. It's away and good. Giving Clay County an even bigger lead, 35-15. A 20-point lead at halftime. It's Clay County, 35. Gordonsville 15. Stay with us on the Horizon Sports Network for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for First Half Stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 35-15 here at halftime. The first quarter was fairly close as Gordonsville held on for they just trailed 13-9 at the end of the first quarter. And then Clay County put together a 17-0 run and outscored Gordonsville 22-6 in the second stanza to take this 20-point halftime lead. For Gordonsville, Katie Grandstraff has one three-pointer, and then the rest has come from Lily Manor. The senior has 12 points here at halftime. For Clay County, Madison Hayes has scored two. Hallie Buford has seven. Eliza Jenkins, two. Zoe Hayes, five. Bradley Burchett, eight. And Abby Head has 11, the only Lady Dog in double figures so far. Again, Clay County leads by 20, 35-15 here at halftime over Gordonsville. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Money Shop Halftime Show. Clay County leading 35-15. About 3.5 minutes left before we get this third quarter started. Going to go ahead and do the budget pest control girl 7-day update. Recent district action back on Tuesday. Clay County beat Pickett County 50-43. And on Tuesday, Redbone Springs beat Gordonsville 53-43. Also, a couple games that Coach Sims picked and got correct. On Tuesday night, it was Monterey beating Jackson County 45-33, and Whipple beating Van Buren County 40-30. Last night, Clark Range beat Monterey in non-district play 53-40, and last night, Pickett County, the Lady Bobcats, they've had a rough week. They lost to York Institute 42-73, just got run out of the gym by 31 points. So Coach Sims getting those two picks correct. Put you at 11-0 on the year, perfect in the picks. Got a tough one coming up in just a minute for you. Tonight's action, 14-3 Clay County leading here at halftime over 6-15 Gordonsville. It's 16-5 Pickett County getting a nice rest as they're idle tonight. And this is a big District 7A matchup right here. 16-5 Redbone Springs hosting 15-6 Clark Range. So that one's basically for third place, you could say, I guess. In the district, I'm not sure. We can look at the standings. Clark Range is 3-3 in district play. Redbone Springs 3-4 in district play. Either way, big game. Who do you like, Coach? You're off, there, Coach.
I'd like to pick Redbone, but they've already beat them once. I don't much think they can do it again, so I'll have to go with Clark Range.
Here's what I expect. I expect a close game or the Lady Buffaloes to win big. One of the two. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you can't never tell, but which I never dreamed that Red Bull could go up there and win, so you
right.
Figure they should win at home, but I mean, Clark Range, you know Clark Range, they find a way, you know, most of the time.
Current District 7A standings. Two teams tied for first, Pickett County and Clay County, with 5-1 district records. Clark Range sitting in third place at 3-3. Redbone Springs fourth place at 3-4 in the conference. And the Lady Tigers of Gordonsville in fifth place in District 7A at 0-7. Girls 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They handle all of your pest problems, except your in-laws. Going to go ahead now and do the Subway Trivia Challenge question on the Horizon Sports Network. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on a bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. Last broadcast on Tuesday night, the certificate went with the girls' trivia, so tonight, this question I'm about to ask only for a Horizon Sports Network sticker. We will be happy to mail that to you if you think you know the answer to the question. Please send in your response via text message to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Subway Trivia question for girls action. In 2012's region final, let me start over, I'm sorry. In 2012's region semifinal elimination round, what Lady Dog had 29 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 block shots in the dominant 62-39 win? One more time. In 2012's region semifinal elimination round against Gordonsville, what Lady Dog had 29 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 block shots in the dominant 62-39 win that led us on to our first and only girls state championship back in 2012. So I asked that question, like I say, because that region city matchup happened against Gordonsville. And of course, that's the opponent tonight. Think we might have a response? No, we do not. 7:42 mark, third quarter's got started, Coach Sims. Not a lot of coaching points, I guess, when you're up by 20, but anything you'd like to see different at all?
Hit a few more shots around the basket. We've missed a lot.
So still plenty of stuff we could clean up.
Oh, yeah.
The teams have switched into the floor. I failed to mention earlier which way they were going. Here in the second half of play, it's Gordonsville working at the hoop to our left. Clay Kenny be shooting at the hoop to our right. As we sit high atop the visiting bleachers here in Joe Sims' gym, Lily Manor opens up the third quarter with a bang, knocking down a three-pointer from the top of the key. And I think, I guess she's got around 15 of Gordonsville's 18 points. Grandstaff comes down, takes it away from the Clay County. So here the Lady Tigers come, trying to climb back in this one during third quarter action. Olivia Brown with it, left wing. Gives off to Manor. Manor drives the right side of the lane, gives it back to Brown in the corner. So we just don't see that post play out of Gordonsville. They never go inside with it. Pretty much it's a guard outside shooting or a guard driving.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Offensive foul called against Gordonsville. Stewart picks up the personal, her third. And we have a correct answer. We had two responses. Two great guesses. Only one of them's right. So Sam Daniels guessed Sydney Roach. Obviously, Sydney, the senior leader on that team, but she had a classmate, Coach Sims, in that region semifinal. Melissa White, correctly remembered who that was, Casey Cooper.
Yeah.
What a game. 29
yeah.
points, 11 rebounds, and 3 block shots in a big elimination contest that opened the door for you guys to go home to the gold box.
And then she had a great game that night. I remember it well. Yeah, we came out and jumped all over them early that night. It seemed like they had a girl out maybe or something, but I mean, we beat them both times in the regular season. I felt like we beat them no matter what, or I hope we would, but yeah, we played a really good game that night.
So congratulations to Melissa White for winning a Horizon Sports Network sticker. Happened to see her yesterday and just got to her her prizes from some prior ones that she had won. So we appreciate the participation there. And the guest also from Sam, that is brought to you by Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Because at Subway, fresh is what they do. During the boys' game, we'll ask another trivia question from boys' action. That one will carry with it tonight's free 6-inch sandwich certificate. Brown at the line shooting free throws, misses them both. 35-18, rebound by Jenkins. Jenkins ahead to Abby Head. Abby with it at right wing. Back across the top of the key to Eliza at left wing.
I think we've turned it over every trip. So this half. We need to get a shot anyway.
Jenkins with it. Drives, shoots, scores, and fouls the foul.
That was a little better.
Eliza going to the line. Foul against Stewart, and that's her fourth personal. 5:39 mark, Thomas, of this third quarter. Clay County 37, Gordonsville 18.
Yeah, kind of a slow start to this second half, just like it was to the game early in that first quarter, Daniel. Both teams kind of regaining their footing.
Gordonsville now, a bucket off of the hands of Stewart, who's playing with those four personal fouls.
That was a good post move there. They posted her up one time anyway.
Definitely, you know, if somebody wants to attack us in that way, it forces Briley, if that's who's guarding her, to play that close defense, and she gets in foul trouble. So that is an offensive foul not called against Burgett.
Yeah.
So that's one way to attack us,
yeah,
to try to get her in foul trouble.
That's four on her.
Four personal against Briley, and she's kind of surprised there. Got it on the offensive end. Coach Walker not at all pleased with the call.
Yeah,
he's flabbergasted.
Didn't really see it that good, but I didn't expect to be a charge.
Clay County's leading by 17, so the Lady Tigers cutting back into this deficit a little bit. Gordon's with it. Brown drives baseline. Running floater blocked from the left block. Heavy head swats it out of bounds. Gordon's will try it again. Inbounding from their own baseline.
Wonder if Bella's not feeling as well tonight. She played, you know, third, picked up two quick fouls, and she hasn't been in the game since.
Well, hey, you're right. Saw her quite a bit through the course of the game the other night. I'd say around 12 minutes anyway.
I figured she played probably half the game.
Yeah, well. Gordon's will miss the shot. Abby Head pulls down the rebound, gives to Zoe Hayes. Hayes across to Jenkins, lies at left wing. Dribbles to Trapp, gives to Hayes. Hayes called for a travel. Madison Hayes, that is. Izzy Hale checking into the contest. Madison Hayes checking out, joining Hale on the floor. Jenkins, Buford, Zoe Hayes, and Abby Head. So kind of a quiet night offensively, so to speak, Thomas, halfway through this third quarter. I know, Bert, you're probably leading the Lady Dogs in scoring. What's some other things going on there offensively?
Well, just 2 points here in this second half so far for Clay County with Eliza Jenkins. And Abby Head, with a big second quarter, she's leading the way with 11. Riley Birch at 8, but neither have scored here halfway through this third.
Kamara Young of Gordonsville called for a travel. Now we come back the other way. A bit of the softiness continues between these two squads. Halfway through this third quarter, 4:21 mark is Clay County inbounds. They do lead 37-20. Lady Dogs don't really feel threatened at this point by Gordonsville, but honestly have not safely pulled away at this point either.
No, we're... This is one of those games kind of in between two big games. Got two big games coming up. You hope you can just play good enough to win, you know.
And right now they do lead by 18 as Abby Hedges at the line knocks down the front end of two free throws. Bit of a disrupted afternoon for the ladies. Clay County schools closed today at 2 o'clock due to a little bit of winter weather. Of course, that just gave them an extra hour of walkthrough, so
yeah.
Might have helped them. Now, they did play both squads, boys and girls, play JV action this afternoon. I don't know how either of those contests went.
I think we won both of them.
Good. 4-10 and ticking. Abby Head hit both of those free throws, making it 39-20. Clay County back up by 19. Lady Tigers with it. Manders posted up inside. Works against Hayes. Shot was no good, but they call Zoe for the personal. Lizzie Manners goes to the line to shoot two. First foul for senior Zoe Hayes. She's put together a good campaign, first year as a starter.
Yeah, she's played pretty well.
Of course, set behind Rachel Kopas and Katie Arms, kind of, both of those girls' guards last year. And had played a lot of ball, but had waited her senior year to start.
Yeah.
Has embraced the role.
She was kind of, I really thought we saw a lot of improvement in her last year. You know, I didn't really know who was going to be our point guard, but I thought she'd played good enough that, you know, she would improve to the point that she would be our point guard this year, and she has been.
Izzy Hale, the running floater down the middle of the lane, adds two more points off the glass. 41-22. Who had the bucket for Gordonsville?
Two free throws by Lily Manor.
Oh, yeah. A missed jump shot by the Lady Tigers, rebounded by Abby Head. She comes across the timeline, gives to Hayes. Now up to the right corner. Now Hale. Now give and go to Buford. Left block. Ooh, missed the shot. Good ball movement, just couldn't convert on the bucket. Manor pulls down the rebound.
Yeah, I don't know how many of them we've missed tonight.
Manor,
difference in being up 20 and 35, probably.
Easily could be. You're right. Between free throws and point blank misses. Abby Head from right block adds two more. Clay County up at 21, 43-22, 2:50 and ticking, third quarter. Boys action, of course, coming up after this one. Gordonsville 14-8 on the season, a strong team. The teams met 2 weeks ago tonight, and it was Clay County winning a pretty tight one, 62-54. And as we mentioned, Coach Bibb was not on the sideline at Gordonsville 2 weeks ago. Had some COVID protocol going on, and he's back on the bench tonight. So Going to get to see him for the first time this year. Timeout taken in this one. 2:41 mark third quarter. Clay County 43, Gordonsville 25. Sides.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here alive, Abby Head going to go to the line to shoot. And she was fouled driving the lane. No, it was on the floor. Manor called for the personal. 2.5 minutes left in this third quarter. And looky here, Underwood with a steal on the inbound, Thomas. These Lady Tigers playing stubbornly tonight, refusing to be put away by Clay County.
Yeah, Clay County's been up 20-plus multiple times, but you'll see them cut into it a little bit, Daniel, and they kind of stay in that range. We saw that in the last contest. It's not a team that you can substitute wholesale and continue playing early on like this. You got to keep playing against this Gordonsville Lady Tiger team.
You do. Heavy Head adds two more points, putting it back to a 20-point differential. 45-25 the score. Deep in the third quarter, minute 50 and ticking. Lady Tigers fire three. It was Baden. Shot no good. Simultaneous possession of the ball on the rebound attempt. Possession narrow favors Clay County. Now, we will not be carrying that contest Tuesday night against York Institute. It's going to take a night off. Just calling the District 7A regular season matchups. So that means that we'll actually finish out this basketball season with around 4 to 5 games, these non-conference contests with Westmoreland and Herman and some of these guys, probably a Macon County game mixed in there somewhere, that there will not be coverage here on the Horizon Sports Network. But all that's in an effort to re-energize our batteries and cover every one of these big postseason games, Thomas, as we get into the stretch with two of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that, Daniel. Still a lot to play out here as both teams are looking for that regular season district 7A title to get that seeding where it needs to be heading into the postseason run. And there's nothing like tournament basketball when it comes that time.
A couple of turnovers as we were discussing that. Most recently coming to Cherokee Upton was called for a travel.
You're talking about that York contest. Our good friend Gary on WDEB, he does a great job on the call. I'm sure he'll be here. It's Joe Sims Jim.
You can catch him on the radio dial at 103.9 or streaming live on the internet, just like you listen to us at WDEB.com. Yeah, I love listening to Gary. You know, a matter of fact, from Jamestown, when the teams met back before Christmas, I heard every bit of it on WDEB. And we'll try to come up with some information to give to you about those other ones before we get into those. Clay County with the ball here. Minute 10 left in this third quarter. Cherokee Upton right wing gives to Jenkins out top. Eliza with it, defended by Brown. Kicks it across to Buford. Ball knocked out of bounds. Goes off the fingertips of Buford. Credit Levy Manor with good defensive pressure. So 25-45, another one of those stretches, Coach Sims, where neither team scored a little bit.
Well, this has been pretty ugly, I'll tell you. Both teams. We're up by 20, but, you know, we just cleaned it up a little, make our layups. We're probably up by 40.
Grand staff fires a three, missed that. Underwood rebounded, missed the putback. Rebounded this time by Buford. She works ahead to Upton. Now Jenkins, and it's knocked out of bounds by Lady Tiger. I believe that was Avery Crawford on the hustle, knocking that out of bounds. Clay County going to have to inbound from in front of their bench. And Coach Walker wants to talk to his ladies. 39.9 seconds left in the third. Clay County 45, Gordonsville 25.
with Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network. Experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live in action, Golden's with the ball. Manor fires a three, give it to her. She's up to 20 points, if I'm wrong. Thomas, correct me.
Distance is no problem for her.
That's two.
She's hit from 25 to 30 feet. One of the bank went in a while ago. I don't know if it was her or not. Somebody did.
Ball knocked out of bounds. Hayes was trying to work it over to Abby Head in the right corner. The Lady Tigers knock it out. Clay Kenny Denbaugh with 12.7 seconds left in this third quarter. 45 to 28 the score. Lady Dogs leading by 17. A steal. Brown with it. Takes it away from Jenkins on the inbound. Yeah, wide open layup opportunity is good. And we're back to a 15-point contest. Abby Head across the timeline. Hayes in the front court. 1 second on the clock. Shot up. No good. Third quarter ends. The Lady Tigers, as we've said all night, refusing to go away. They fought back into it. It's Gordonsville 30, Clay County 45. 8 minutes left in the contest to settle it. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 45-30, and the Lady Tigers close out the third quarter on a 5-0 run, Daniel. Lily Manor has 20 for Gordonsville, and they've kept it within that 15-20 point mark here for the last 10, 12 minutes or so, Daniel. Leading off Clay County is Abby Heads. She's up to 17.
Well, Lady Tigers with the ball. Opportunity to cut into this 15-point deficit. Stewart inside, kicks it back outside now. Brown with it, takes extra step, no whistle blow. Back out to Stewart, she fires a long one, and it's a two-pointer. So this is as tight as it's been, a 13-point difference here, Coach. We're getting close down to single
digits. Yeah, we just need to put one or two in the hole every once in a while.
45-32, the score. Coach Dillard with life back again on the bench, sending in instructions to his young ladies. Both fan bases relatively neutral and quiet in this one. Clay County on the inbound. Burchett with it. She's knocked to the floor from behind. Whistle's low.
Burchett took a ride down the floor right there, Daniel. The momentum, and when she hit, she just kept spinning.
Fortunately, she's okay. Hayes inbound. Works into Buford. Hadley with it. Drives into the paint, all the way to the hoop, shots up, no good. Rebound Stewart. 13 points to the difference, 45-32. Gordonsville has it knocked out of bounds by Clay County. Lady Tigers inbound, opposite of us on the sideline. They work it into Stewart out top. Hands back to Brown. Brown uses a screen from Crawford to work to the left. Now Manor, she fires the three. It's true.
Man.
We've got a 10-point game, 45-35, and Lily Manor up to 23 points on the night. Timeout taken by Clay County. 7-11 mark fourth quarter. We've got a ball game. Clay County 45, Gordonsville 35.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, where Gordonville has cut the Clay County lead 2-10, Daniel, with 7 minutes to go in this ball game, and they've scored the last 10. And we closed out the third quarter with 5 straight, opened the fourth with 5 more.
And it's all about Lily Manor. She has 23 of Gordonville 35. Burgett with it, across the timeline, gets to Jenkins, Eliza out, left wing, under pressure from Underwood, hands off to Head, Abby in the corner, back out top to Zoe. Zoe inside to Burgett at high post. Now Abby left wing. She drives, gets to the hoop, and scores.
Well, that's a welcome relief. Finally hit a shot.
Abby has scored the last 8 for Clay County here. She's up to 19.
Abby is?
Yeah.
That's a good
got
night.
19, yeah.
Shoot.
Underwood with it for Gordonsville. Tries to work inside to Stewart. Taken away by Merchant. Bradley with it. Slows it down. Lets everybody clear out. Has it taken away from her. And now it's taken back by Zoe Hayes. And a timeout taken. Timeout, Coach Walker. 6:25 mark up this fourth quarter. Clay County up by 12, 47-35. We'll be back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live, 6:25 left in the fourth. Clay County up by 12, 47-35. District 7A matchup here. Clay County 14-3 overall in the season. Gordonsville 6-15 overall. And they're trying to get their first district win. They are 0-7 in District 7A playoff Gordonsville. And they get an opportunity to cut back into the lead as Clay County turns it over, Coach. Couldn't hang on to the ball.
No. They ever did get a shot, but missed it.
Brown with it for Gordonsville. Crosses the timeline. Gives to Stewart. Now to Crawford at left wing. She fires a three. Misses off the back of the iron. Kept alive and rebounded by Underwood, who gives it to Brown. Now Manor, three-pointer right wing. In and out, no good. Merchant pulls down the rebound. Gives off to Zoe Hayes. Now Eliza Jenkins, 5:50 and ticking, fourth quarter. Clay County's led throughout the entirety of the contest. Just have never pulled away from Gordonsville. And right now we've got a 12-point game, 47-35. Buford with it. Has it taken away by Manor? Lily Manor has come to play tonight. Underhand layup, no good. Rebound Hayes. Zoe with it to Bradley. Merchant ahead to Jenkins. Eliza in the paint. Keeps it. Layup, no good. Rebound Buford. Now Abby Head, 10-foot jumper's good. She's over 20. 5:15 and ticking. Manor with it in the front court. Dishes to Stewart. Her shot blocked by Jenkins. Back to a 14-point advantage for Clay County, 49-35. Brown having trouble inbounding for the Lady Tigers. Finally works it into Stewart, who kicks it back outside to Manor. Manor with the hot hand for Gordonsville tonight. Into the paint. Layup good. Two more to her tally. You say she had 11 the last time we played. I know Baden had 11.
Yeah, 11 points last time out. She's up to 25 tonight, Daniel.
Great effort by her. Hayes with it out top for Clay County. Works to Abby Head. Three-pointer right wing. No good. Rebound. Manor. Who else? Lily Manor. One-on-one against Abby Head. The game's leading scorer is doing battle. Head wins this little exchange. Manor misses the layup. Rebound Buford. They work it out of the Hayes. Both fan bases for the first time tonight just come alive. Cheerleaders screaming, everybody else. After three and a half quarters with no atmosphere, Thomas, this thing got intense for a moment.
Yeah, it has. It was kind of a lull through the middle of the game. You know, Clay County got up 18-20 and maintained that. And then that big run by the Lady Tigers made this one interesting late.
Going to see Hayes going to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 17 foul against Gordonsville. 12 points to lead for Clay County, so Hayes could get some valuable free throws here. First one's away, and good.
We kind of need these foul shots now. It's got as close as it's got.
Yeah. Yeah, they better hit them. Speaking of cheerleaders a few minutes ago, as Zoe Hayes knocks down the second one of those, Clay County's cheerleaders are here as always. They're led by three seniors, Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Sieber, and Tamara Smith. And the squad rounded out by seven sophomores, Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Kelly Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. Appreciate those young ladies and all the hard work that they put into what they do. Clay County back with the ball after Gordonsville came down and missed the three-pointer. Abby Head with it, baseline drive, shot good. And she draws the contact, Abby Head going to the line.
Maybe
she could
career.
Be working close towards a career high here tonight.
Well, I was going to say, maybe a career high for her.
Building towards it. I won't be able to navigate it on my phone the way I would a computer, but I could easily look it up if I had my computer in front of me. But I think upper 20s. Maybe she okay. Has a night 20, 26, something like that, one night. Of course, she's getting close to that now. Thomas doing a little research. He may be able to dig something up. No, I was wrong. Abby Head adding free throws to it here.
Yeah, we got it back to 17, so that's comfortable. And just need to keep making shots and not turn it over.
Katie Baden on the inside hits the layup from left side. 54-39. 3:45 and ticking, fourth quarter. Katie Baden comes up with the steal. It's taken back to Abby Head. Head gives to Hayes out top. Zoe with it. Clay County leading by 15 points. So there's no pressure on Clay County right here.
No, not.
Buford now with it. Hayes with it, right corner. Jenkins out top. Now Burchett, layup, left block, good. Riley Burchett adding points.
Well, that could have been a foul there, but they didn't call it.
Cherokee Upton checking back in the contest. Liza Jenkins checking out. Gordon's on the inbound. Manor misses the shot from right block. One of her few misses tonight. Rebound Zoe Hayes. Hayes ahead to Upton. Upton, Abby Head. Now Buford, layup good. Under 3 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Clay County up 58-39. And this one, honestly, you know, it really hadn't felt threatened at any point.
No, not really. Hey, but, that cuts to 10, but.
But Gordon's were refusing to go away, as we've said several times. 2:35 and ticking here. Clay County with the ball. Back up to a 19-point lead. 10 was as close as it got there. Gordon
yeah.
Cut it to that earlier this quarter.
I think it was 49-39 maybe. I think we scored the last 8-9, I guess. I hate to see how many turnovers we got tonight. It's got to be way up in the 20s at least.
Yeah. Lady Tigers with it. Manor out top. She drives. Shot's too strong off the glass. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza works it out to Abby Head. Now ahead to Cherokee Upton, who's got it right block. Took an extra step.
Yeah, drug her foot.
Defender coming through. Put on the brakes, let her clear out, and kind of slid there. Baden with it, drives the right side of the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound Upton. Clay County with it. Buford now out top. Down a minute 40 and ticking. So Clay County going to win this one. Go on to 15-3 overall on the season. 6-1 in district play. Once this final minute and a half gets gone. Content just to chew some time right now. Buford with it. Dribbling around. And a mistake. We do have a turnover here. Gordon's, we're going to get it back. Been trying to open up on the computer some stuff to try to check Abby Head's career high. There's been a couple times that I've paused into action, and that's been what's going on. I've been looking down at our laptop trying to get that opened up. So, Thomas, I'll let you blab for a minute.
Well, we got Burchett going to the line here. Clay County up big, Daniel, 58-39, a little over a minute to go. So they've weathered that gorgeous storm. You know, the Lady Tigers cut it to 10 with about 7 minutes to play. And the more veteran-type team here with Clay County, when you beat Clark Range and Piggott County both in 1 week, Daniel, you can stand a run from a Gordonsville team.
According to what I've got, 21 is his Head's career high. I thought I remembered a time that she had more than that, but so, yeah, you know, Head's with a career high tonight. I saw 21 being her previous career high.
I didn't know what it was, but
Burchett,
I didn't remember ever getting too much more than that.
Gordonsville back with it. 1 minute left in this one. Underwood, left wing, works inside the Manor. Her shot no good. Jenkins called for the foul, though. Good to see the Manor going to the line. Clay County with a big 21-point lead here, though, 60-39. So where's Head at right now?
24, Daniel.
Manor hits the free throw. John Gordonsville back within 20. As we mentioned before, next action for this girls' team coming this Tuesday night against York Institute right here at home in Slidell in Joe Sims Gym. Previous meeting resulted in a tight Clay County loss, one of only three losses on the year for the Lady Dogs. An overtime loss in Jamestown back before Christmas. And, of course, you may or may not remember, I hate to bring it up, but I'm going to anyway. Also, a loss that night up in Jamestown for the Clay County Bulldogs, who were run out of the gym by head coach Rodney Pyle and the York Dragons. They shot lights out from behind the arc and anywhere else they chose to throw it up from. 92-70, the final in that, maybe 96-70. Just pretty honestly, a beatdown. But we scored 70. Most of the time, Thomas, you score 70 points in the contest, you win those games.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Clay County didn't play bad. York just played great, and they're a solid team with a great coach, playing a pretty tough league, same league as Jackson County is in right now, I think. So they've got two at the top of that one. It's pretty tough, too, in the Blue Devils and the Dragons, and Clay County's playing both of them.
Thomas, we're going to go to a rare injury timeout here during basketball. Liza Jenkins down on the court right now, 42.7 seconds left, Clay County up.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Coming out of this injury timeout right now, Eliza Jenkins being carried on the floor by the Gordonsville trainers. Want to thank them for coming out and helping her. Still shaking up. Kind of got up under her own power. And Coach Sims, I kind of missed it. Did you see
what happened? I did. Her and another girl just kind of run together. I thought maybe she bumped her head or something. She's acting like she may have a lower body something because they carried her off. So I don't know what. She seems like she's in a terrible amount of pain.
Yeah, seems to be shaking up pretty badly. Hopefully okay though. Back to action here. Madison Hayes at the line.
Yeah, they
shooting
her
free throws.
Sent her in to take her. She's shooting her foul shots for us.
She is kind of holding her lower back, maybe hip area.
I don't know.
Hayes at the line shoots, misses the first one. 42.7 seconds left in this. Clay County going to win. As I said, Gordonsville's fought valiantly, particularly Lily Manor, who's way up into the 20s on scoring. But this one, honestly, never really has felt threatened at any point. Ever since Clay County opened it up 7-0 early, just kind of built on from there, did they not, Thomas?
Yeah, they did. I mean, it was close after one quarter of play, but they made a big run in the second quarter, went up by 20, and it's been there, except for that one little run there early in the fourth by Gordonsville, but Clay County responded and put it away.
Hayes missed both of those free throws. Ball was rebounded by Clay County, and Abby Head was fouled. So Head at the line shooting two. She misses one. So Coach Sims, a good night to get these misses and these turnovers out of us, hopefully.
Yeah. I got to talk before. It's hard to stay on that real high level every game. You know, you're going to have a drop-off. And, luckily, we wasn't playing one of the better teams when it happened. And we still won comfortably, but we hadn't played very well.
Head hit one, missed one on the exchange of those free throws. Gordonsville coming the other way. Threw it out of bounds with 13 and a half seconds left. So Clay County going to take over one final time. 62-41. Should be the final of this one unless Clay County wants to get aggressive and try to add one more bucket, which they shouldn't. Buford with it. Going to back up towards midcourt. 3, 2, and 1. Buzzer sounds. Clay County wins this one. Matt Walker and his squad go to 15-3 overall on the season. 6-1 in District 7A play. Gordonsville drops to 6-16 overall. 0-8 in the district. This was the last district matchup for Gordonsville in the regular season. They wrap up their conference play. Clay County with one more district contest coming. Going to play a few ads and come right back and do the Lady Dog Wrap brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Solana for the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Coach, this one played out about like we thought it would. Clay County got up big there before the break. They led 35-15 by 20 at halftime, maintained that throughout, and then Gordonsville kind of made a run. It seemed like Clay County put their foot, took it off the gas, and from there, you can't really do that against this Lady Tiger team. They don't quit.
No, like I said all through the game, I didn't think either team played very well. You know, both of us turned it over way too much, especially us, for the talent that we've got, you know. But, you know, it was a game that, you know, we won comfortably, and, you know, you can't complain too much about a 20-point win. So we'll take it, go on. You know, maybe we'll be a little cleaner with the ball the next game, or we better be, or we'll get beat bad against York.
Yeah, it's you know, you hate to say it, but it's kind of like playing down to your competition.
Right.
We saw Clay County beat one of the top three teams back-to-back, you know, in this league this past week, beat Clark Range and then Piggott County. You know, it's hard to get up for a
it
game
is.
Like
well,
this,
I've,
too.
I've talked about that before. You know, you can't be sky-high for every game. You know, you kind of, you know, get up real high for the big ones, and hopefully you're good enough to beat the teams that you're quite a bit better than without your best effort. But, you know, you want that best effort every night, but it ain't going to happen. You know, I've done it too long to know that it just don't happen.
Hard to come by. And you have to consider Lily Manor as one of the best players in this district.
She's talking about good tonight.
I think she's averaging, you know, has to be averaging probably around 20 points for this game because really nobody else scores the basketball.
You know, they didn't tonight. And, of course, I thought Abby did have one of her, you know, better games for us. You know, she had 25 or 26, I think. And
she did. Lily Manor finished with 27, Katie Vaden 2, Katie Grandstaff 3, Olivia Brown 5, and Brooklyn Stewart 4 for Gordonsville. So it's all about Lily Manor for the Lady Tigers. And for Clay County, we did have two in double figures, Riley Burchett and Abby Head. Burchett with 12, Head with a career-high 26, Zoe Hayes 7, Eliza Jenkins 4, Hallie Buford, 9. She got off to a good start and then kind of cooled off there in the second half.
She missed a lot of shots tonight that she'll normally make. You know, it threw it away a lot more than she normally does, too. It wasn't just her. You know, it was everybody throwing it away.
Yeah, I thought a lot of these girls kind of, like I say, played down a little bit to what they're used to. And it's hard to come out night after night and do that. But you have to go back to Abby Head. She really turned it on in the second half for Clay County, kind of kept them in this one by maintaining that big lead. She had 11 at the half, Coach, so, you know, had a big second half with 15.
Yeah, good. I guess the only worst thing about the game is Eliza getting hurt right there at the end. They go carrying her to the dressing room, so, you know, we don't really need to lose her. She's been playing, you know, pretty good. You know, that really messes up your rotation if we don't have her, so we'll see what her problem is. I don't know. I saw her and another girl just run together, but I don't know if it's a lower body. If they're having carriers, it must be something, you know, waist down. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's not the time you want to lose one of your senior leaders, and that's what Eliza Jenkins has been for this team.
She's been playing good lately.
She has. The entire team has. Took a little break off tonight. Maybe didn't play their best ball game, but they got it done.
That's right. Yo, 20-point win, you ain't going to complain. We'll take it. Go on.
All right. Appreciate you being here with us, Coach. We'll see you next time. This has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Harmony Springs. And you can do that at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Harmony Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Hope we hadn't been too long of dead silence there. Ad ran out before I realized what was going on. Getting close to this big boys contest, so we're going to go ahead and take a look at the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A update. Recent district action from this past Tuesday night saw Clay County beat Pickett County 64-23. Red Bull and Springs lost to Gordonsville 33-62. In a game that Coach Watson picked correctly, he chose East Robertson to beat Trousdale County, and they did that 65-61. It was a good contest. Last night, Clark Range boys met Monterey in action. I do not know the outcome of that game. I'm going to assume that the Wildcats of Monterey won, though, because Clark Range only two wins overall in the season, having a tough year. Also,
did I get one right last week?
Yes, sure did.
All right.
Okay. 2-5-6 on the year. Other action last night saw Pickett County losing to York Institute. Tie game 56-68. So the Bobcats got off of the woes offensively that they had Tuesday night against Clay County and scored some points even though they lost to York Institute. Action going on tonight in District 7A. 12-4 Clay County hosting 14-8 Gordonsville. A big matchup that we're fixing to call. 4-18 Red Bull and Springs hosting 2-19 Clark Range. I'm pretty sure Red Bull had won the prior meeting between these teams, Coach. But I'm going to let you choose the winner. So we have 4-18 Red Bull hosting 2-19 Clark Range.
I think maybe some late breaking news that they're not playing.
Oh, got that canceled?
I think that someone said that out in the hallway.
Okay.
So
when they do meet.
Okay, I'll take Red Bull in on that one. I'll get the underdog, I guess.
17-5 Pickett County tonight. Idle after playing Tuesday and Thursday night. They're getting a night off. Current District 7A standings. Clay County sitting alone finally on top of the standings after beating Pickett on Tuesday. They're 6-0 in conference play. Second place Pickett County at 5-1. Third place Gordonsville at 4-3. Fourth place Red Bull and Springs at 1-6. And fifth place Clark Range 0-6 in district play. Boys 7A update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Ants in your pants or bugs in your bed? Call Budget Pest Control and they'll all be dead. Going to go ahead now and do the full coverage. Final word on the Carquest pregame show brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Thomas, we're going to go ahead and let you kick this thing off. Make sure you cover it all just like their agency does.
Well, Daniel, my policy denies that. I think the Dogs need to continue their defensive dominance. You know, they set the bar earlier this week at Pickett County, and tonight they need to bring that same intensity in order to kill the hope of this Gordonsville team from the start. Because if you let them hang around, you know, this Tiger team could be dangerous. That's what happened the last time they played. The Dogs led throughout, but not by much. And then it was a two-point game late, if you'll remember, guys. The
Absolutely.
Pickett County did what they did, you know, had to do to win by six down the stretch. It doesn't need to be that close, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, we've got to play good defense. Now, Gordonsville, they play hard. They play, you know, pretty solid offense, and they play real, real tough defense. I mean, they're a hard team to beat, and, you know, we can't rest on any of our laurels. This is a whole new, every night's a new season right now.
Coach, I asked Coach Sims the same thing before the girls' contest. When you get into district play, so familiar with an opponent, that second time around, is it more challenging the second time you play somebody? Is it an advantage to you because you've got a game film of yourself you can look back on to prepare? What kind of different things does it do
the second time
you play somebody?
You know, I think, you know, it gives you a chance to look at some of the things that you didn't do correctly and look at some of the things that they did correctly that maybe you can, you know, overcome. So I don't know. The second game usually wasn't too bad. You know, when you get down to that third and fourth game,
yeah,
against a good team.
Of course, Coach Bibb, obviously 2 weeks ago, was not on the sidelines for Gordonsville when we were down there. He's back tonight. So as we just talked about, that was a close game last time. Will his presence tonight make a difference in strengthening that Tiger team, having him back on the bench?
I don't know which one's the worst disciplinarian here, Coach Agee. So
both of them emotional coaches.
Yes, they are. and they expect a lot out of the kids that play for them.
Certainly do. Going to be interesting as we go down the stretch in this one. That's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Strong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. He's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm Bowling starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Gordonsville Tigers, the visiting team tonight. They wear their blue travel jerseys, gray numerals on them, trimmed in white. Their head coach, Greg Bibb, in his 13th season overall as a head coach, third season as the Gordonsville Tigers head coach. 14-8 record on this season overall, 4-3 in district play. Starting for Gordonsville, junior number 3, Peyton Clymer. A junior number 20, Will Dudney. A freshman, number 10, Brody Sachs. A senior, number 11, David Driver. And joining them, a junior, number 30, Ryder Grisham. The Clay County Bulldogs, the defending Class A state champions. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, in his 22nd season overall. 490 wins to 195 losses. He tied Coach Sims in all-time wins. This past Tuesday when we beat Pickett County, looks to break that tie with him tonight, trying to get 491. Record on the season, 12-4 overall, 6-0 in district 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Jimmy Burchett. A junior number 13, Keaton Arms. A senior number 2, Eli Smith. A senior number 4, Jeff Spivey. And a senior, the defending Class A Mr. Basketball Award winner, number 11, Grant Strong. State Farm boys starting lineups have been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay County, the home team, of course, I didn't say that. They wear their white home jerseys tonight, black numerals on, trimmed in gold. Clay County will shoot at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Gordonsville, the hoop to our right. Looking at this series, teams met 2 weeks ago on January 14th. Clay County won 62-54. The Dogs have won 5 straight in the series going back to the 2020 season opener in the series. Last 20 meetings, Clay County 18-2. Coach Edwards has met Gordonsville 51 times in his 22 years. Has a 43-8 record against them. A 22-1 record here in Salina against the Tigers. Time to get it on. Dudney and Strong stepping into tip for it. It's Will Dudney controlling the tip. Gordonsville with the opening possession of this contest. They've got it out top in the hands of Clymer. Now Driver with it, working against Grant Strong. Backs things out. Gets the offense set up. Kicks it back to Clymer at right wing. Now Dudney out top. Gives to the big freshman, Sachs. He's a good player. Swings it back over to Clymer. Tigers been patient. Thomas trying to get something set up inside with Dudney. Now they work it into him. Jumper in the lane, no good. Good defense by Arms. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy across the timeline, always plays quickly into the paint. Stop, jump shot. Too strong off the back of the iron. Gray's on rebound. Put back no good. Dudney pulls it down.
Yeah, and that's the matchup we just saw on the Gordonsville end, the first possession, Daniel. Will Dudney and Keaton Arms. We're going to see them battle in the paint all night tonight. It's going to be fun to watch.
Going to be fun. Clymer with it. Works into the paint. 8-foot jumper. Too strong. Rebound Spivey. Jeff with it. Gives off to Grant. Strong across the timeline. 6:45 and ticking. First quarter. Scoreless here in this one. Coach Edwards sending in the play. Junior point guard Jimmy Burchett out top. Starts to execute. Uses Grant Strong's screen. Works inside to Spivey. Pass never got to him, though. Taken away by Dudney. He works ahead to Grisham. Grisham swings back to Clymer. He's defended by Eli Smith. Now Sachs. Now Driver. Baseline jump shot. Too short. Rebound Arms. Keaton had such a great game Tuesday night in Burchtown. Keaton going to put it to the floor. Bring it across the timeline himself. Now he hands off to classmate Jimmy Burchett.
Yeah, we've seen this zone look from Coach Bibb here, Daniel, trying to pack it in the paint. You see Keaton Arms on the baseline, Grant Strong at the free throw line, trying to break this 2-1-2 look they've got.
Good job by Clymer getting hands up on a pass, knocked it away. Gordonsville with the steal, Sachs in the paint, lays it in. Gordonsville up 2-0, 5:50 and ticking. Burgett with it, swings to Strong at right wing. Now Spivey in the corner. Three-pointer. Spivey in and out. No good. Rebound Sachs. Sachs works it over to Driver. Driver ahead to Grisham at left wing. Tries to work inside the dud, and he gets it there past Arms. Shots up. No good. Arms with the rebound. Keaton going to have a lot of those tonight. Gives to Spivey. Now Smith across the timeline. Goes baseline. Kicks it back out. Merch it out top. Strong right wing. Grant with it. Works to the left. Long three-pointer. This is off the right side of the rim. Rebound Driver for Gordonsville. Quickly, the other way. Ahead to Clymer. Shot up from right block. Good. 4-9. 3 minutes into the contest. And taking right at the five-minute mark. Gordonsville 4. Clay County none. This is a strong Gordonsville team. 14-8 overall record on the season. No slouch at all. Well coached. A lot of veteran players. Spivey with it, right corner. Works inside for Strong, who was posted up. It's knocked out of bounds by Gordonsville.
You just see them sitting and waiting on Grant Strong at the free throw line. Three guys, Daniel. It ends up being a 2-1-2 or a 3-2 most of the time. They're protecting that paint area and collapsing on Strong when he catches it.
Strong with it on the inbound in left corner. Drives baseline. They call a foul. Strong was kicking it across to Burchett. They could call this a shooting foul, though.
No.
No, they're going to call it on the floor. Foul was against Dudney. First personal for him. Smith inbounds to Arms. Arms to Strong. Strong to Burchett out top. Jimmy works to Jeff at right wing. Now Grant baseline. Kicks across to Burchett. Jimmy, three-pointer. Left corner, too strong. Rebound Spivey. Jeff with it, gives off to Grant. Grant goes inside, spins, shoots. Shot was no good, but he was fouled. Grant going to go to the line where he has shot a tremendous amount of free throws this season. The Gordonsville fans not happy with the call. Coach Bibb protesting to the official. Coach Watson looking at season totals. We see Strong's hit 131 of 167 free throws, good enough for 78%. What a lot of free throws he got.
That's a lot of shooting.
So good from behind is Strong. He's going to have two here. Trying to get Clay County points on the board. Right now it's Gordonsville 4, Clay County none. And Strong hits the first free throw, making it 4-1. 4:08 mark of this first quarter. Dudney comes to the bench for Gordonsville. Austin Ducrest, the senior reserve, checks in for him. I don't remember seeing Ducrest in the last contest. Strong hits them both, making it a 4-2 game. Gordonsville with the ball and the lead. Ducrest into the paint, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound Strong. Grant with it quickly the other way, looking for a teammate. Ends up keeping it himself. 8-foot jumper from right side, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It's Ducrest coming down with it. He works it out to Driver. Driver across the timeline. Kicks back to Ducrest, top of the key. Now Grisham right wing. Back to the Clymer. He tries to feed inside to Sachs. Ball goes out of bounds off of Sachs' fingertip. And Clay County takes over. Coach Edwards not happy with his guys. He's up fussing at them. 3.5 minutes left in this opening quarter. Been a slow start, Coach Watson.
Yes, it has. It's not the pace we'd like to have.
Good defense so far,
man. Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah, and Gordonsville kind of setting the pace here, Daniel. We saw one transition run there by Clay County on that last one, but we're getting it inside.
Good inside pass to Jeff Spivey.
To Spivey right there, Daniel. That's how you do it. Baseline, free throw to baseline to break that zone.
Burchett with the assist, Spivey with the finish there from right block. We're tied up at 4. 3 minutes left in this first quarter. Keaton Arms comes up with a steal. They were trying to work inside to Ducrest. Arms quicker to the ball than Ducrest was. He comes up with it, gives to Grant Strong. Grant out top. Defended by Ducrest. Now Spivey, right corner. Inside to Smith. Smith passes down low to Arms. Arms in the paint, working hard. Shot up, no good. Rebound Sachs. Sachs kicks it out to, I believe that's Driver over there with it. It is. Now back out top to Clymer. Clymer defended by Jimmy Burchett. Back to Sachs. He fires a three. It's actually Grisham on the three-pointer. Shot was no good. And a foul called down low. Ducrest called for the pushing foul.
Yeah, against Keaton Arms. Arms with most of the rebounds so far in this first quarter, Daniel. We talked about the matchup between him and Dudney. Well, that's changed. Dudney's gone to the bench with early foul trouble, and Arms dominating, cleaning the glass on that end.
Also to the bench is Eli Smith. Bryce Bailey checking in for him. Bailey, three-pointer left corner, in and out, no good. Rebound to Chris. 2:15 and ticking, first quarter. Gordonsville back with it. 4-4 the score. Ducrest out top, swings to Clymer, right wing. Looks for Grisham inside, can't get it there. Gives back to Ducrest, who fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound strong. Grant with it, across the timeline. Sets up top of the key, drives the lane, left side, shot up good. What ball control.
Good move.
I can't hardly describe it all. Just a long skip step by Strong. Ends up pulling the ball from way down low to way up high and finishes. Ducrest adds the bucket. On the other end, quickly, we're tied back up at 6. Minute 40 and ticking. Opening quarter. Spivey, three-pointer left corner. Yeah.
Good.
Spivey with 5 early in this first quarter. On the season, Jeff averaging 10.3 a night. Halfway to that already in this one. Spivey with a rebound off a Ducrest missed jump shot. Jeff gets off to Grant. Grant across the timeline. Minute 15 and ticking. First quarter. Clay County in front. 9-6 after that Spivey three. Inside the Arms. And he's called for the foul. The official thought about calling offensive foul, so maybe lucky that the travel was called instead. I like the move by Keaton. He just called it. Big gather step, power dribble, went to the hoop. I don't think he traveled, but that's what they say.
Full court pressure here for Clay County. Keaton Arms gets a steal on the long pass, Daniel. Arms playing great defense so far.
And he was fouled by Kyle Adams, a reserve sophomore for Gordonsville. After he came up with the steal, Clay County getting an inbound from the far sideline across four. Smith checks back in. Bailey out. Not Bailey out, someone else. Jimmy Burchett getting a break. On the floor for Clay County, Spivey, Bailey, Strong, Arms, and Eli Smith. Spivey with it, right wing, inside the Arms, power dribble, spin, shot, no good off the back of the iron, kept it up, Eli Smith, Strong with it, three-pointer, top of the key, too strong, rebound with Driver ahead to Clymer, Clymer working on Strong in the front court, shot up from left block, no good, rebound Grant Strong, 35 seconds and ticking, Strong, coast to coast, ends up circling back out, gets to Bailey, Bailey fires it from right block, misses the shot, draws the foul, so Bryce going to go to the line. A good pass from Strong, getting it inside to Bryce.
Yeah.
Coming to the scores table to check in, Jimmy Burchett and White Browning. 29 seconds left in this first quarter as Bryce Bailey at the line shooting free throws. First
got the first
good
one.
Bailey on the season, it hit 4 out of 9 coming into tonight's contest. So Bailey, a good shooter, but only 44% from the charity stripe on the season, but on a very small number of tries. Clay County up by 4. Bailey trying to make it 5.
Make
he
it
does
five.
So. 11-6. Dogs ahead. 29 seconds left here in the quarter. Tigers with it, working against pressure. They get across the timeline. Ducrest with it. He hands off to Holloman, who's in. Gives back to Driver out top. Down to 15 seconds. Driver starts to put it in motion. Jimmy Burchett there just hounded him. He has to give it up to Grisham. Down to 10 seconds now. Grisham under pressure from Smith. Eli called for the foul. I talked to Coach Edwards the other day about some of these touch fouls we're getting on Eli. He says Eli's kind of leading with the arm a little, you know, and maybe he thinks that's what they're getting him. It's clean defense, but maybe going to have to pull that forearm back a little bit.
Yeah, the arm's not extended. It just kind of puts it into the body when it gets to the spot to cut the dribbler off, Daniel, and he has gotten that call most of the year.
Jump shot from the right elbow, no good by Driver, and the first quarter buzzer sounds. We've got a good one going here at Joe Sims Gym. And then the one, it's Clay County 11, Gordonsville 6.
Pretty slow
looking
pace.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner. Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size.
guys. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here for the start of the second quarter, Coach Watson, what do you think so far? Try it again.
That again.
Now then.
Now, not the pace we'd like to have, but
bucket added
we scored. We scored a bucket while we were here wasting time.
Who had that, Tom?
Just Bobby. Same play. Grant Strong sets a screen on the corner. Burchett drives past the ball screen and then hits Spivey at the block. That's twice we've seen that tonight. Great play call by Coach Edwards against this defense, and we've seen it work early.
Spivey up to 7. DuCrest with it down low. Keaton Arm says no, sir. Swats that shot away from Ramrock.
Good block.
Keaton Arms has really come to life here this last week or so, and as we mentioned, one of the first times in a while he's truly fell into full-blown continuity, you know.
He's gotten healthy.
Yeah, 100% he is. And he looks it, don't he?
And he's gotten comfortable out there, too. And great defense by Eli Smith, forcing Grisham, I guess, into the travel, Daniel. We saw him get his arms up that time as he got to the spot.
It looks like Keaton is just kind of getting settled in on the floor because a lot of these blocks, plays he's making now a couple of weeks ago were fouled because he was about a half a step slower than he thought he was.
Right. That's right. He is in good position now. Strong with it. Drives inside. Lays it in. Grant adds two more to the tally, making it 15-6. Clay County now with a 9-point lead, which is more than Gordonsville has on the scoreboard. They are 6. And trailing by 9.
You see Clay County picking up the pace. On the rebound and a missed shot, they're getting out in transition. Daniel and Strong forcing the issue on that one right there, getting into the paint, slicing and dicing this zone up.
Spivey denying the inbound pass. Tigers finally get it worked in. Grisham with it. Gives back to Adams. He passes ahead to Driver, nearly taken away by Strong. Driver across the timeline. Dishes Adams at right wing, back inside the Driver. Now DuCrest in the paint, kicks out to number 2, Holloman. He fires a 3 in and out, no good. Guess who? Keaton Arms on the rebound. Gets to Burchett. Burchett in the front court. Dishes to Strong to the hoop. Looks like he was fouled. No, it was low, though. So they're going to call it a block shot, and Gordonsville comes up with the loose ball. Inside to Adams at left block, back outside now. DuCrest with it. We've not seen Dudney in a while in this one. DuCrest came in for him, and we've not seen Will Dudney since. Driver, three-pointer, no good. Missed everything. Rebound DuCrest. He puts it up. Shot no good. Keaton Arms called for the foul. Keaton kind of laughing because kind of a bad call there, Thomas.
Yeah, Coach Edwards agrees with you, Daniel. Wanting an explanation on that one. The whistle came late. It's almost like he waited to see if the shot was going to go.
DuCrest at the line. Hits the first of his 2 free throws. Checking back in for Gordonsville are Clymer and Sykes. Coming out are Driver and Adams. 15-7 the score. 6:24 mark second quarter. Clay County leading by 8. Make it leading by 7 because DuCrest hits another free throw. Makes it 15-8. Strong with it. Walks across the timeline. Checks out the defense. Thinks about working against DuCrest himself. Kicks instead to Burchett. Jimmy fires a 3. No good. And a foul call on the floor. Eli Smith called for the contact. Trying to box out and get in position for the rebound. Second personal on Smith. 14 foul against Clay County. So Smith's going to check out. Bryce Bailey check back in the contest.
That's why we talked about this game getting sped up by Clay County. This full court pressure, if nothing else, it's just making Gordonsville get up and down, which has helped the pace for the Dogs.
Tigers with it in the front court. Long two-pointer by Clymer, in and out, no good. Rebound arms. Keaton with about four or five of those already.
Yes, he has. He's picked up some good rebounds.
Kicks back to Burchett. Jimmy to Bailey. Bailey, three-pointer. Left corner, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Spivey. Jeff couldn't hang on for the rebound, so Gordons are going to take back over here. 15-8 to score. Clay County with a seven-point lead. Tigers on the inbound. Spivey almost creating a turnover. Finally, Gordons will get across the timeline. Grisham with it gets the climber. Climber, jump shot from left wing, no good. Rebound by Urchett. Jimmy ahead to Grant. Grant one-on-one in the paint. Works against Grisham. Lays it in good off the glass.
Good move.
Use that long wingspan to kind of reach around Grisham and lay it in. Good for two. Clay County up by 9 points. Good hustle by Spivey there on the inbound pass. Nearly came up with it. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Gordons were going to try it again. You see Clay County, Thomas, getting into that deep season level play. Tuesday night we saw it. I called it state title-worthy display. And we're seeing it again tonight.
Yeah, we are, especially on the defensive end. Clay County with a full court pressure, and they're getting a hand on that first pass every time. Not necessarily getting the steal, but disrupting it and speeding Gordonsville up. They get down in the half court set right here this time, Daniel.
Gordonsville with it. Climber out top. Kicks over to Grisham. 4:55 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County leading by 9. Actually make it by 7 now as the bucket's laid in. Was it Ducrest that added it? 17-10 now the score. Clay County up by 7. Andrew Smith running the point. He's checked in for Burchett. Joining Smith on the floor, Bryce Bailey, Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, and Jeff Spivey.
You see Gordonsville going man right here, Daniel. Let's see if we don't go flat and isolate Grant Strong right here.
Here we go. We see the other four guys along the baseline. Strong one-on-one into the paint, and he scores. We saw it at Piggott County, Coach Watson. We see it again now. Anytime that Coach Edwards catches an opponent running man, we're going to take everybody, put them along the baseline, have Grant Strong out top, and let him work one-on-one. If somebody leaves their
man, he'll hit them for a good easy shot under
That's
the basket.
So it's a win-win. Halfway through this fourth quarter, second quarter, 19-12 the score. Bucket added by Gordonsville quickly. Strong now, 8-foot jumper good. 21-12, Grant's starting to get hot. 3:50 and ticking here. Steal by Spivey on the inbound. Lays it in for two.
Great defense by Smith, and he got a hand on the ball and got it to him.
Spivey up to 9 points on the night, and a timeout taken by head coach Greg Beal. 3:46 mark, second quarter. Clay County 23, Gordonsville 12.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County on a pretty good run, Thomas. I know it's not been an unanswered run, but a good run nonetheless.
Yeah, and Grant Strong and Jeff Spivey having a great start so far tonight on the offensive end. Strong got a cool dozen already. He's in the double figures. Spivey with 9. But the defensive play of the entire team is what's got this going. The full court pressure, the traps, has sped this game up and got it where Clay County needs to be. But Gordonsville knocks down a 3, Daniel.
Grisham knocking it down from left corner, making it an 8-point game, 23-15.
They've gone anywhere. They've gone to a zone now.
Yeah, got out of that man pretty quick. Strong started hurting them. Bailey with it out top, gives back to Strong. Now Spivey, left corner. He's defended by Sykes. Picks up the dribble, kicks it back to Bryce out top. Now Jimmy Burchett, right wing. Burchett with it, drives inside, 10-foot jumper.
There we go. That's a good shot for Jimmy. Good bank shot.
Sure was. Following up a great performance Tuesday night. All of them played so great Tuesday night, but we'd announced the TBS top performer of the game being Jimmy Burchett there during the Farm Bureau postgame show. Holloman to the hoop. Scores off of the right baseline for Gordonsville. Keeping it at 8-point game, 25-17. Climber with good defense, knocks the ball out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession, though.
Getting Keaton back in the game.
Browning had been in for him. Sophomore White Browning checking back out.
You see Coach Bibb going back to that zone look. He went man about 3 possessions. Grant Strong made him pay. Back to the zone, the Tigers go.
Burchett out top. Picks up the dribble, gives to Spivey. Jeff with it, three-pointer, top of the key. Little short off the front of the iron. Good hustle by Strong, or Arms, for the rebound. But.
Yeah, he got it right.
Okay.
It's off of their foot.
Got to it and threw it off of a Tiger. And Clay County maintains possession. Good hustle by Keaton.
Yeah,
to keep the ball on this end. Strong on the inbound. Three-pointer out wing. Good. Strong knocking it down. As most everybody knows, he's averaging right at 35 points a game this season. And he's got a good start tonight towards that.
Yeah, he's got 11 here in the second quarter, Daniel, and really pulling Clay County out to this double-digit lead. They're up 11.
2:05 and ticking deep in this second. Gordon with the ball. Sykes out top. Steps inside, dishes down low to Ducrest. He's shot from left block, no good. Hustle, got his own rebound, gives the climber. Back to Sykes out top. We're kind of leaving Sykes alone with it outside, daring him to shoot, and he don't want too much. He's a good player, but he likes the range a little closer. Now Sykes inside, he can finish from there, and he does. Scores from right block.
Yeah, good pass.
We kind of lost him down there. Strong with it, left wing, dribbles inside, goes right, shoots, misses, rebound Bailey. Bailey with it, kicks back out to Burchett, Jimmy at the free throw line, now Spivey, right wing, back to Jimmy out top. Jimmy under pressure, gets it to Strong finally, Grant with it at the free throw line, kicks to Bailey, he fires a three left wing, misses it all. Ball goes out of bounds off of Strong's fingertips. And it looks like Gordons were going to have possession. Minute 9 left in the first half of play. 28-19, a 9-point difference. Clay County leading. Sykes works it in. Thomas, we saw Will Dudden. He started this game for Gordons. We've not seen him since. Ducrest come in. I don't know if there's an injury. He's not in foul trouble. Coach Bibb just going a different direction as Grisham fires it from baseline. No good. Rebound Spivey. Under a minute to play now in the first half. Down to 50 seconds and ticking. Strong with it out top for Clay County.
Yeah, Will Dudden in the leading scorer in that last matchup, Daniel. He's got them all in the paint.
Good pass.
Nice way, move there by Strong. Drew the defender.
Nice catch by Bailey.
Found Bailey underneath with a soft pass.
Bailey finishes. Bryce playing a lot of minutes these last couple games for Coach Edwards. Nice to see the junior coming along as a reserve off the bench. Gordsville, an empty possession. They missed the shot. Rebound Strong. He's Strong to the hoop with it. He's going to be fouled by Driver. Grant going to go to the line to shoot two. 23.2 seconds on this clock, and it is stopped. As we see the senior Strong going to the line, 30-19 to score. First one's away. Good. Burchett checking out. Andrew Smith checking in. Joining Andrew on the floor. Strong at the line. About to shoot another free throw. Keaton Arms, Jeff Spivey, and Bryce Bailey. Second one's away. Little short off the front of the iron. Rebound Spivey. Clay County going to have an opportunity here for a bucket to end the first half of play. 15 seconds and ticking. His Arms gives off to Strong out top. Grant with it. Down to 10 seconds. Clearing everybody out. Down to 6 seconds. Now 5. Now 4. Now 3. Strong with it. Right wing. 1 second. Top of the key. 3-pointer. No good. First half ends. Clay County with a 12-point advantage heading into the break. 31-19 over the Gordonsville Tigers.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night: high school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 31-19 here at halftime, and the Bulldogs have done it with a big second quarter. They only led 11-6 at the end of the first quarter, but outscored, they scored 20 in the second stanza to take this 12-point lead here at halftime. Gordonsville's being led by Austin Ducrest with 6 points. Brody Sykes has 4. Peyton Clymer has 2. Braden Holloman 2. And Ryder Grisham has 5. For Clay County, Bryce Bailey's come off the bench with 4 points. Jimmy Burchett has 2. And the seniors, Jeff Spivey with 9 first-half points, and Grant Strong has 16. He had a dozen in the second quarter to face Clay County to this 12-point lead here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Right. Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County leading Gordon's with the half 31-19. Going to go ahead at this point in time and do the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon. Putting about Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The boys' question tonight will be for the Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. If you think you know the answer to tonight's question, text in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. I guess I do have to say that technically tonight, Sam Daniels is ineligible to win on this one because he won the certificate on our last broadcast. So sorry, Sam. If you want to send in your response as usual, feel free to do so, and I'll let you know whether you're right or not. But here is the question. So if you think you know the answer, once again, please text in your response at 931-397-9004. When Salina High School in Gordonsville met in 1986's region semifinal elimination round, what two Bulldogs scored over 20 points to lead the Salina High School victory 71-54? So one more time. When Salina High School and Gordonsville met in 1986's region semifinal elimination round, what two Bulldogs both scored over 20 points to lead the Dogs in the 71-54 victory? If you think you know the answer to that, please send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Of course, we'll talk about that one a little bit after somebody gets the answer right, because Coach Watson was leading the Dogs at that point in time. He probably remembers that contest. But right now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about this contest. Clay County up 31-19 at this point, a 12-point lead, but not out of the woods yet.
Well, we've made them pick up the pace a little bit, which is in our favor. You know, we were playing kind of their ball there for a little while. But,
yeah. Yeah, they set the pace in the opening minutes, didn't they?
Yeah.
Then we took it back over.
Yeah.
And we have a guess here of Jeff Arms and Joey Coe. That's an outstanding guess. Coe, though, was a freshman in college. He had graduated and was not in high school at that time. That is half correct. Jeff Arms is half of the answer. Arms, during that contest in 1986, scored 22 points. He was not the leading scorer that night, though. Someone else had more than him. So who was the other dog, along with Jeff Arms, in that 1986 semifinal game against Gordonsville, who went over 20? Another guess, same one, of Joey Coe and Jeff Arms. Once again, Coe 1 year graduated at that point, an 85 graduate of Salina High School. So a good second half in front of us, Thomas. Clay County kind of playing their best ball of the year, in my opinion. That all started Tuesday night. Clay County's played great all year. Folks like to say, oh, we're a little down this year. Well, are we? We've lost four ball games to Double A York, who shot the lights out of it, to Triple-A Clinton, who's ranked in the top 10, a close game here at home before Christmas, and we weren't fully healthy at the time, I don't believe. Two other losses in there to Harlan, Kentucky, and one in the Christmas Classic to a 4A Bradley Central.
Yeah.
So not a thing wrong with this Clay County basketball team. They're all poised for another run at Murfreesboro.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, hadn't had a whole lot of games that meant a whole lot, that you know, early on, until that Pickett County game, these Gordonsville contests, and we see what they do when it really matters, Daniel. And Clay County is playing pretty well here tonight. You know, just up by 12 at this point, but they need to make a run here and kind of put this one to bed if they can here in the third, because if you let Gordonsville hang around, we know what happens.
Absolutely. We do have a correct response to the Subway Trivia Challenge question. Congratulations to Tasha Ashlock Bailey, who sends in the correct answer of Tracy Strong and Jeff Arms, senior classmates in 1986. Strong that night against Gordonsville in that semifinal action had 28 points, and Arms had 22. So congratulations to Miss Bailey for getting that correct. She teaches here at Clay County High School, so on Monday I'll walk down and give her her certificate and sticker. Congratulations to her, and thank you to Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do.
Clay County getting the first bucket here of the second half. Daniel Pound, Keaton Arms on the post. Smooth turnaround. He hung at about the Bulldog and dropped it in.
Strong fires a three-pointer from the top of the key. Little Strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Clymer. He works ahead to Dudney. Dudney working hard in the paint. Misses the shot. Rebound Grant Strong. Teams have switched ends of the floor. Clay County working at the hoop to our right. Gordonsville the hoop to our left in the second half. Strong on the inside. Misses the shot. Got his own rebound and put it back in. And Coach Bibb wants a full timeout. He is not at all happy. Clay County 35, Gordonsville 19. 6:26 mark, third quarter.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection, because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here to third quarter action. Gordonsville with the basketball coming out of this timeout. Clymer out top, hands to Grisham. Grisham back to Clymer. Has the right wing. Working against Burchett. 6:05 mark and ticking, third quarter. Clay County leading here, 35-19. 16 points advantage. So Clay County's extended here in this third quarter, Thomas.
Yeah, they have. Come out hot and scored the first four of this second half.
Clymer inside, misses the shot. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms got a bunch of those tonight. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see him in double digits on rebounds by the time the night's over. Strong with it out top for Clay County. Works to Burgett. Now Eli Smith. Smith in the lane. Kicks to Spivey. Three-pointer left corner.
Good,
yeah.
One.
Spivey.
Fit and go.
Spivey
fit
with a hot hand tonight up into double figures. Above his average at this point, and that's a great thing to see, Jeff, as we get close to the end of this regular season. 5:15 and ticking. Clay County starting to build on this lead. It's out to 19 points, the difference, and a turnover for Gordonsville here. Good Clay County defense creates it, and an opportunity to extend on this 38-19 lead. Original five starters on the floor for Coach Edwards here. Folks, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast at the start of the game, Coach Edwards sitting at 490 wins right now, tied with Coach Sims. Coach Sims getting his 490 wins during 24 seasons.
We're back in that 1-4 again.
Yeah. Strong adding two more points. So Coach Edwards creeping close to 500, could have his 500th win before this season ends. Coach Watson here a while back, man, you got to looking at your stuff, and I think we decided you had 511 wins, girls and boys combined.
Yes.
Of course, everybody remembers you as the boys' head coach, but was the head coach of the girls for 5 or 6 years as well.
Yeah.
A charge call on Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy, pretty clean play to the hole.
Now
and
that's a terrible call.
Well, this crew tonight, that's a bit of a foreign crew to us, had a few offensive fouls calling the girls' game that way, so consistency in that element between the two games. 4.5 minute mark, third quarter. This one's got just a little boring, to tell you the truth. Clay County up by 21, 40-19 right now. Gordon's with the basketball, trying to hang into it. Holloman with it, right wing. Dishes inside to Dudney. He goes to the floor. I'm going to toss the handle. Does lose the handle. Jimmy Burchett now with it. He comes the other way. Alley-oop for Strong. Cannot finish with the dunk. And it's because he was fouled. Strong going to go to the line to shoot two. Burchett there and Strong trying to hook up on the razzle-dazzle. Unfortunately, Strong okay there. Anytime you take contact in the air, it affects your landing, doesn't it?
And you're kind of dangerous play.
Timeout taken on the floor. 4:09 mark here in this third quarter. Clay County leading by 21 points, 40-19.
But that would have been spectacular.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, Strong 1-of-1 on the two free throws that he had. Hit the first, missed the second. Gordon's with the basketball right now, halfway through this third quarter. Driver with it, left wing, gives to Holloman out top. He swings to Grisham. Now back to Driver. Let's see a continuation of this good Clay County defense. It's holding Gordon's with a 19 points right now, halfway through the third quarter. As everybody remembers, Piggott County only with 5 points at halftime in Burchtown Tuesday night. On the floor for Clay County, White Browning, Bryce Bailey, Grant Strong, Jimmy Burchett, and Jeff Spivey. Long two-pointer by Sykes for Gordon.
Good shot.
Knocks it down. Making it a 41-21 game. Bailey comes down. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Strong. Strong pushed from behind. Foul was on the floor, I believe.
You're talking about
yeah.
The defense.
Foul was
Clay,
on the floor.
Defense of this Clay County team, Daniel. That bucket by Sykes, the first one of the second half for Gordonville. Clay County opened up with a 10-0 run.
And here we are at the 3:20 mark of this third quarter. Burchett on the inbound, gives back to Strong. Strong with it right wing, works against Driver. Foul call against Driver, and the Gordonville fans don't like it. And I had a bad vantage point. I didn't see a lot from here, but I couldn't see the hands.
He was moving the body.
Yeah.
He really didn't have his hands out. He was a chest foul where he was just kind of chesting up and holding contact with him.
Foul was on the floor, so once again, Clay County inbounds. 3:05 and ticking, third quarter. Strong with it out top. Works against Clymer this time. Takes him to the hole. Jump shot, right elbow, good. Takes that long stride, gets the defender on his heels. He puts on the brakes, pulls the trigger on the jump shot. Creates great separation and smooth shot. Gordonsville with it, Dudney in the lane, working hard, shot up, and it's good. They're going to call a foul on Browning. Dudney goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
On the floor.
Oh, shot no good.
Pretty consistent, I'll give him that.
Yeah. So no bucket for Dudney then. More reserves here for Clay County. Spivey comes out along with Jimmy Burgett coming out for them. Bailey and others is a three-pointer hit. Grisham knocks it down. His second triple of the contest. On the floor for Clay County, Grant Strong, who's just fired a three, no good. Johnny Strong, Eli Smith, White Browning, Bryce Bailey, and Keaton Arms. Gordonsville back with the ball. Grisham, right wing, he just knocked down the three, decides not to shoot another, though. Gives off to Clymer. Clymer out top. Gordonsville going to reset the offense here. Grisham, left wing. Goes inside. Foul called on Bailey on the floor. Third team foul for Clay County here in the second half of play. 2:05 mark, third quarter, 43-24.
We got three on score. Each team.
Holloman jump shot, baseline on the inbound, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms with it, full head of steam. May go all the way to the rack with it. Does so. Layup. Good. I'm going to assume they're going to count the bucket. We'll see. Officials are going to conference about it. Strong came in from behind in order to clean it up in case Arms missed it. It was going to go in, I think. Arms is shooting two, so yeah. Bucket's no good.
Great decision by Keaton Arms right there in transition. Looked back, hesitated just a minute, and then took it to the rack. You're right. I'm not sure if it would have fell in. It was pretty close to over the cylinder. Strong cleaned it up with a dunk there, though, Daniel. And I guess they said it was over the cylinder.
I would
hope
personally, but I think it'd be pretty hard when you get up there not to give it a little tap.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't know either. Arms gets the 2 points anyway. He hits both of those free throws. Keaton on the season, right at a 70% free throw shooter. Gordonsville back with the ball, doesn't he, inside. He gets the bucket, going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Keaton going to be called for the personal.
You know, I don't know about those. Where the low post guy leans in on the defense that way and draws the contact.
Yeah. Minute 42 mark of this third quarter is good, and he hits the free throw, completing the three-point play. Clay County in front, 45-27, 18 points the lead for the black, purple, and gold. Andrew Smith with it at right wing. Works inside, hands off to Bailey. Bryce now into the paint, 8-foot jumper, in and out, no good. Kept alive by Andrew Smith. He's got it on baseline, tries to give to Spivey. It never got to Jeff, though, doesn't he? Stole Andrew Smith's pass. Comes the other way with it, gives to Clymer. Now Sykes out top, back inside to Dudney. Dudney with it, jump shot, right elbow, too short, no good. Rebound Spivey. Jeff going to come across the timeline. Look for him to be the offensive aggressor here with Strong on the bench. Hands off to Bailey, though. On the floor for Clay County, Eli Smith, Andrew Smith, Bryce Bailey, Keaton Arms, and Jeff Spivey. 50 seconds and ticking here in the third quarter, and Grisham called for the foul.
I know that you step out in front of the guy, I mean, they're going to call you.
Yeah, it's not a lot of contact, but it is impeding
impeding your progress.
Right. So Grisham with the personal, Gordonsville's fifth. 51 seconds left in the third quarter. Strong back in the contest. It's inbounded to him. Grant with it in the paint. Dishes on his feet. Misses the shot. Goes on rebound.
Man, got it on the rebound and put it back. He's looking for that rebound.
Yeah, he's getting that extra rebound in. Arms with another board tonight. An offensive one that time. And the 2 points after. So Keaton with 4 points here in the third quarter. Maybe more.
Six, Daniel. Made two free throws and the two duck hunters actually made a nice free throw line jumper from the post to start this one.
Tigers come down and throw it out of bounds. Clay County back with the basketball. 25 seconds and ticking. They lead by 20, 47-27. When these teams met 2 weeks ago, Clay County won, but it was a tight one. Final score in that one was 62-54. This one has never been that close. Strong into the paint. 8-foot jumper in and out, no good. Got his own rebound. Put back, no good. This time it's pulled down by Sykes. 5 seconds left. Gives the climber across the timeline. 2 seconds. Ahead to Holloman. 3-pointer at the buzzer. Good. Tigers with an exclamation mark on the third frame. 17 points the difference now. Clay County 47. Gordonsville 30.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 47-30. With 8 minutes to go, we're headed into the final frame. Grant Strong's leading the way for the Dogs. He's got 23. Jeff Spivey has a cool dozen, 12 points. No player in double figures for Gordonsville. Ryder Grisham has 8 to lead the Tigers. Great defensive effort again by Clay County.
Yeah, that's what's doing it. Gordonsville, not at all a bad basketball team. They're 14-8 on the season. Well coached, good players. It's the Clay County defense. Arms, two more.
That worked pretty good. Triple team on Strong.
Good assist from the hands of Eli Smith down to Keaton. Keaton up into double figures, probably now right at it. Another turnover. Gordonsville throwing it out of bounds. Clay County with a chance to extend on this 19-point lead, 49-30 right now the score. Next action for the Dogs, of course, coming this Tuesday night right here in Joe Sims Gym, stepping outside of district play to face AA York Institute. We need a little revenge on them. They ran Clay County out of the gym back before Christmas up in Jamestown. Strong jump shot. Good. Free throw range distance. I can't remember the final, maybe 92-70. A thorough beatdown, but a chance at some redemption there for them coming Tuesday night right here in Joe Sims Gym against Rodney Pyle and the Dragons in non-district play. Climber with it out top for Gordonsville. 7 minutes left in this contest. 51-30, Strong with a steal, going to get to the rack and lay it in for two.
Yeah, nice and soft.
Had some pressure behind from Grisham, so went with the safe bucket.
Take no chances.
Sachs with it out top for Gordonsville, steps into the free throw line, picks up the dribble, picked up by Spivey, kicks it back out to Holloman now. He hands off to Clymer. Coach Bibbs been pretty calm tonight, Thomas. No fireworks out of him. Of course, his team's trailed the majority of the game by double digits.
Yeah, Clay County up by 12 at halftime. They started it off with a 10-0 run in the third quarter to get up 20, and they maintained it. They've got their largest lead of the ballgame right now, though, 23.
Make it 21 as Holloman knocks it down from left elbow. Strong with it. Out top, picks up the dribble, gives to Smith. Eli in the paint, dishes to Arms. Keaton, power dribble. He's stripped of the ball. Smith comes up with it, gives it back to Keaton. Keaton going to hand off to Grant. Reset the thing on the outside and left wing. Strong with it. Works against Clymer. Foul call on the floor, I suppose. Look for Clay County dim mound from their own baseline. 5:53 mark, fourth quarter. 53-32 the score. Dogs up. Clay County looking to get to 13-4 overall on the season, 7-0 in district play. This would be the 23rd straight district regular season win for Coach Edwards' teams. Spivey, three-pointer right wing, a little short off the front of the iron, rebound Gordonsville. Ducrest with it. Works ahead to Grisham. Grisham in the right corner, defended by Burkett. Jimmy all over him, steals it. Burkett takes it away. Jimmy going to come across the timeline, set up shop at the top of the key. Jump shot, free throw range, no good. Rebounded by Spivey. Jeff throws it off a Holloman. Clay County maintains possession.
Good job, Jeff.
A savvy senior play there. And the Dogs will end, man. Arms with it in the corner on the inbound. Swung to Spivey. Now Burchett. Three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebound Spivey. Now Arms with it. Shot up. No good. Lays on rebound. Put back. No good. Arms with it again.
One more.
Stripped to the ball. An offensive foul against Arms. I guess he was too aggressive on the rebound because it was a rebound when they caught the foul. I don't know if I've ever seen that, but there it was. Coach Watson, you've watched a lot of ball. Was that an offensive foul in your opinion?
Well, I mean, he moved toward him. The first one I've seen like that all night.
Yeah. I mean, arms going up for the rebound. Now,
well, sometimes when you're so strong, Daniel, you know, it's kind of the Shaq effect, they used to call it. Just, you know, arms just goes up for the ball right there and grabs it. But I guess he caught a shoulder and kind of disposed of a Gordonville Tiger right there.
I guess. He had three rebounds on that series, you know. All right, here we go. Clay County back with it after the Tigers miss a shot. Spivey pulled down the rebound, gives to Strong. Strong tries to feed Smith, baseline, pass stolen by DeCrest. 440 and ticking fourth quarter here. Clay County in front by 21 points. 53-32, Hogman, three-pointer, left corner, good. He's come to life off the bench in the second half. Coach Edwards wants a timeout, wants to talk to his guys. 53-35, the score, Clay County leading by 18 points. 4:28 mark of the fourth quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, Thomas, fourth quarter. Clay County just dominant in this one. Very similar to the girls' game. Just never really have been threatened.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. They're, you know, they've got out to this 20-point lead and maintained it almost throughout. I know it's dipped back down a little bit here with 4 minutes to go. Clay County's going to let the air out of it a little bit and make Gordonville come out and guard them.
Clay County with it, coming out of this timeout here. Spivey with it, left wing. Baseline pass to Smith, now out top to Burchett. Jimmy going to set things up. Original five starters on the floor right now for Coach Edwards. Burchett inside, kicks back out to Eli. Going to reset things. Back to Jimmy, 3:50 and ticking, fourth quarter. 53-35, 18 points to lead for Clay County. Just killing some clock, it appears.
Yeah, you know, working on a few things. This is something you may need headed into the tournament.
Arms with it, into the paint, hands off to Spivey. Spivey finishes. Jeff with about 15 or so now on the night, coming on up there in the point column. 3:15 and ticking. Fourth quarter, Clay County up by 20. Driver with it out top for Gordonsville. Takes extra step. That's all right. They're trailing by 20, so no whistles blow. They swing it to Grisham. Now DeCrest. Baseline jump shot. No good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Outlet pass to Spivey. Jeff across the timeline. Into the paint. Picks up the dribble. Kicks to Burchett. Now Jeff, right corner. Back to Jimmy. Now Keaton at left wing.
Yeah, that last
do the same thing again.
Yeah, last time out, Coach Edwards said, hey, look, guys, lay up or nothing right here. Let's take the air out of this game a little bit. Let's see if we can control the ball when we want to late in a contest. And we saw that on the last possession. They worked off 30, 45 seconds, got a layup underneath, and that's what you want. That's not what you want.
Right. A turnover here is just stolen by Gordonsville. But definitely why it's being done to perfect that situation. And it's not to perfection yet. Grisham comes down and lays it in for two more. Now Clay County back on the offensive end. Smith off the right block. Shot no good. Eli goes to the hardwood. No whistles blow. No rebound. Gordon's will do crest with it. Gives to Holloman. Holloman into the paint. Kicks the driver. Three-pointer left wing. In and out. No good. Rebound Burkett. Jimmy with it. Slows things down again. Under 2 minutes to play. Minute 55 and ticking. Dogs going to win this one and go to 13-4 on the season. Smith, missed the shot from right block. Tried to get his own rebound, but DeCrest came in and took it away. Just had a bad roll as it went into the bucket, and a long three-pointer knocked out by Holloman. He's hit three in the contest, two in the quarter from that distance. Strong with it. Going to be fouled on the floor by Driver. And a technical foul. Driver kind of had some body language that said he disagreed with the call, and the official teed him up for his trouble. Now, the driver may have said something along with it. All I saw was kind of him holding his hands up like, really? You know, and yeah. I didn't think it appeared to be too awful, but a technical nonetheless.
That's just frustration right there, you know, when you have to guard Grant Strong all night long and you're exposed like that and you pick up kind of a foul out in the floor when you work so hard the whole time to try to contain him, it does get frustrating.
Coach Edwards wanting a full timeout before Strong goes to the line to shoot the free throws from the technical foul. On who? Well, I think it's against Driver. Yeah, pretty sure, yeah.
They both wear 11, so that could be where the confusion came from.
Well, that's true. Coach Edwards is kind of getting an explanation. We're going to go to a break, and we'll let you know what the outcome is when we come back. Minute 21 left, Clay County up 55-40.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Coming back out of timeout. Strong going to the free throw line, either to shoot the front end of a 1-1 or something. During break, we were discussing, Coach Watson, you were unsure whether they called the technical against Driver for Gordonsville or Strong for Clay County. And we do see Strong shooting these uncontested free throws, so it appears like it was on Driver, perhaps.
We got it half right, no matter what.
Yeah, both of them were 11, so we know the official signaled 11 to the bench. Strong knocks down both the free throws.
And then a jump ball, and who's got the possession on the jump ball?
No, that's
double technical, I guess.
Well, what happened? It was a foul on Driver.
Who shot the front end of the
one? Made them both. When Strong was being pushed out of bounds, he jumped up in the air, threw the ball off of Driver, just like he always does. We've seen him do it all year long. He's being pushed, trying to gain a position for his team. The ref thought it took it as bad intent and called the T on Strong.
So we see Holloman walk to his end, hit his two free throws, and now Gordonsville with possession. So, Thomas, you were exactly right. That's exactly what happened there. Minute 15 left in this one. 57-42 the score. So Gordonsville at the 15, very similar to the girls' game. The Tigers have not been put out of this thing, but they've never threatened more than 15 the whole second half.
No, they haven't, Daniel, and I can't take credit for that explanation. Little brother John joining us for the first time here on the Horizon Sports Network for a basketball game this season. He's the one that figured it out.
Good deal. I like having him up here with us.
Spotter in football. He can do the same on the hardwood.
Yeah. Strong to the hoop. Scores two and draws the foul. Goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Free throws up, misses it. Rebound Sykes. Coach Bibbs sending reserves to the scores table to play these last 45 seconds of the contest. Gresham, reverse layup, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Keaton with it, picks up the dribble. Hands off to his classmate Jimmy Burgett. Coach, this one's all but done. Down to 35 seconds and ticking. And we're going to take a timeout just to get subbed out. So Eli Smith, Keaton Arms, Grant Strong, Jimmy Burchett, and Jeff Spivey coming to the bench for the last time tonight, getting an ovation from the crowd. Checking in for them, Kyler Westmoreland, Lance Burchett, Nate Adams, Joseph Birdwell, and Weston Birdwell. They'll play the rest of the contest for Coach Edwards here. 59-42 the score as they do it. 17 points the difference. 25 seconds and ticking. Burchett with it. Left wing. Now Joseph Bird will top of the key. He dribbles behind the back. Shoots from right block to score. What a move.
Behind the back and take it to the hole.
The sophomore. Razzle dazzling the crowd in the closing seconds of the contest. 5 seconds and ticking. Gordonsville with it. They will not get a desperation three off. Buzzer sounds. This one goes final. Clay County 61. Gordonsville 42. Folks, we're going to play a few ads. We're going to come back to the Farm Bureau postgame show and do the Bulldog wrap-up. Brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Stay with us.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleader.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County Lady Bulldogs move on to 15-3 on the season after winning tonight, and the boys move to 13-4 on the season after their big win tonight. Boys final 61-42. Going to go ahead right now and do the Bulldog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, guys, I thought Clay County came out and took care of business here tonight. You know, after a slow first quarter where Gordon was kind of dictating the pace, Coach Evers made some adjustments.
Right.
The players made some adjustments, started getting up and down with that full court pressure, and that turned the tide for Clay County, didn't
right,
it, Coach?
Absolutely. And like I said before, when you notice in a game like this, we come out and throw the little full court press on, and we score three or four straight baskets, and we mess up and they get a layup or something. You know, everybody goes wild. Hey, we beat the press. Yeah,
right.
You beat the press. You know,
one out of four.
10-2.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not necessarily about the turnovers. It's about
the
pace.
No, it's just changing the pace of the ball game. It's not necessarily getting turnovers or even scoring. It's just changing that pace.
And Clay County led by a dozen, 31-19 at the half, and then they opened that second half with the knockout blow, a 10-0 run to start that third quarter, Coach.
Yes, absolutely. And we did a good job not getting everybody involved in the ball game. I know a lot of people didn't score a lot of games, but they were involved in many, many ways. Good defensive plays. They made some good passes to their teammates. And it was just a well-earned team victory tonight.
And once they got up 20, they pretty much maintained it throughout. It dipped once below 20, I think. But just a good, solid effort for Clay County, especially following up that domination up at Pickett County to maintain that same intensity. And they need to keep it from here on out, don't you, Coach Watson?
Absolutely. Like I said, a well-played game tonight. You know, it seems like some of these teams now are kind of inviting Coach Edwards to kind of force Strong into doing more things than he may really want to do at times,
right,
which then he has to do because, you know, the burden gets placed on his shoulders sometimes. But he made some great passes tonight, and, of course, he also received some great passes tonight. Like I said, a great, great team effort. I think one of the best team efforts I've seen.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And like you said, you know, Grant Strong's seen a lot of different defenses. He's seen the, you know, the jump doubles, the traps, the zone looks. And, you know, this was just another look from Coach Bibb here that Coach Edwards and Grant Strong had to figure out. And this Clay County team did a good job with it.
You know, we looked up once, and it was a triple team came at him at the high court, and we wound up getting a little easy chip shot under the basket off of it.
Also, the defensive effort, you know, held almost under 40 points, 42 for the game for Gordonsville. They had two in double figures, Ryder Grisham and Braden Holloman had 15. He had two threes late that kind of made his look better. And Peyton Clymer, two. Brady Sykes, maybe Brody Sykes, three or six. Austin Ducrest, six. Will Dunney, only 2 points in this, 3 points in this contest. Had an and one late. Had 14 in the other one. Pretty much led Gordonsville in scoring. Thought we did a good job with inside in the paint. This is about the only team we face that really tries to duck it under and go to the post, didn't it, Coach?
Yeah,
and Keaton Arms and Jeff Spivey and company did a good job with it.
They reacted very, very well and without fouling tonight.
Right.
We didn't get a lot of those cheap fouls. You know, if they got beat, I think they realized they were beat. And, hey, you know, take your 2 points and I'll stop you next time.
That's right. For Clay County, Joseph Burville had a nice play there in reserve time. Went behind the back for a bucket late. Bryce Bailey, who's been playing well off the bench, guys, 4 points tonight. Keaton Arms, we talked about him cleaning the boards and his defense. He had 8 second-half points. Jimmy Burchett had 2. Jeff Bobby, 14, and Grant Strong, 31.
A solid night. Folks, that's been the Dog Wrap-Up, and it's been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. One more short break. Come back and announce the TDS Top Performers here on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. We just saw Clay County win two big games here tonight in district action. The Lady Dogs 62-41, the Dogs 59-42 over Gordonsville, and it's time to announce our TDS top performers. From tonight's game, Abby had a career high 26 points tonight, Daniel, and you know, they came at crucial times. We saw Briley Burchett, she finished in double figures with 12, but a little bit under her average as you know, Clay County had trouble getting it into the paint. Well, Abby Head was the answer to that. She drove the lane, made a lot of layups, hit a couple of big shots from the outside, and we just seen her come on. First-year starter, played a big role last year. But she brought this one home for the Lady Dogs with 15 second-half points, a total of 26 on the night. And she was a big part of that run after the Lady Tigers cut it to 10 late in this ball game. Head scored the next three basket plus an and one. So 7-0 personal run for Head there late. She wasn't having any of that Lady Tiger run.
She was such a great competitor, and I see on your stat sheet, Thomas, if I'm counting right, 9 of 11 from the free throw line.
That's right.
I'd like to see that.
yes, you're shooting it really well. And like I say, that we talk about guard play for this team early on, and Abby Head has kind of filled that role out there with the senior Zoe Hayes kind of running the point. She's the next ball handler. We see her as the press breaker sometimes. We see her driving in the half court and making the layup and picking up the and ones, and just really been really impressed with the junior, how far she's come in her first year as a starter.
That's what I was going to say. I think she's matured so much. She's a veteran player right now.
She is. On the boys' side, another 30-point night for Grant Strong, but you got to go with his classmate, fellow senior Jeff Spivey. But I thought he played great tonight. He knocked down the three-pointers when we needed him to, had some big buckets early. When Clay County was kind of trying to figure that zone out, Spivey was the zone breaker. He scored, we went on a 9-0 run when it was tied 6-6 with about 2 minutes to go in that first quarter. Spivey started it, and Spivey ended it in the beginning of the second quarter to put Clay County ahead by double figures for the first time. And he just made some big shots. We talk about, you know, his three-point shooting and what he does, but I always like to talk about his defense. Tonight we talked about Gordonsville having the post players. And Keaton Arms and Jeff Spivey having to step up and guard Will Dutney and company under the basket. And Jeff Spivey done that great. I'm pretty sure he had a nice block shot. He rebounded the ball. Spivey with 14 tonight. He's averaging double figures all year long. We've got to have that out of Jeff Spivey night in and night out.
The rebounding is what I thought was great tonight on Jeff's part. You know, he's a big guy. We kind of forget that because he's so thin. He don't carry a lot of weight on him, but he's a big, strong kid. And pulled down a lot of rebounds in some pretty tough terrain down there amongst Sachs and Dudney and Ducrest. And like you mentioned, probably the best collective post group that we see all year. And he shined down there pulling down rebounds along with Keaton Arms. So, yes, Spivey's that guy. He can play finesse or he can play just – gritty tough, too.
He can. And another thing we need to bring up, we talked about how important it was for Clay County to change the pace of this game. Spivey, a big player in that, too. He runs the point. He's the trap guy on that full court press. And his length and his wingspan created havoc for the Gordonsville, sped him up, got turnovers, and turned this game early.
Another great reason why he is tonight's boys' TDS top performer. Joining him there with those honors on the girls' side, Abby Head, so congratulations to both of them. Tonight's top performers were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Both teams will be in action here at Joe Sims Gym this coming Tuesday night. We will not be carrying that game here on the Horizon Sports Network. It's a non-District 7 contest. You'll be able to listen in if you want to, though, to WDEB and our good friend Gary Clark up there. You can listen to him at 103.9 on the radio dial or online at WDEB.com. We'll be back on air for the final District 7A regular season contest, which happens 1 week from tonight here at Joe Sims Gym against Piggott County. Going to be a great doubleheader to wrap up things in the regular season, District 7A style. So until then, for Thomas Watson, Joe Sims, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong wishing you all a good night.